Hey everybody, it's episode 146 of PodQuest.
I almost messed that up.
I always expect you to. It's Tuesday, June 6th, 2017.
Yeah.
Nothing?
Yeah. No. I mean,
I usually pause for you guys to say something.
I already had my input. I almost messed up the intro.
It's almost E3,
people. As you guys could hear, Drew's actually
here.
Hey,
Walnut
Drew.
Walnut is here.
Yeah, I'm here.
And I'm here.
No one cares.
Fuck you. I'm the host.
We're all the hosts.
No, technically you're co-host.
Then you're co-host.
No, I'm host.
Is your name first? You said Druten first. Druten's the host. Druten, go ahead. Start hosting.
Hey, I've hosted episodes of this before.
I know.
Have you? Have you ever actually, like, hosted?
Eric doesn't let me.
Eric, the person who hasn't been on the show in, like,
a year. No, it's been...
He hasn't been on this year, actually.
He hasn't been in... Yeah, not on...
I think he might have made it to, like, the first one of the year.
He did. He made it
he's,
to...
He's been doing the classes ever since.
Yeah.
So, news. He is probably going to be here next week. We're probably going to record on Wednesday, though.
Okay.
Good, because I won't be here next week, so...
All right, can I have a key?
No.
Please?
Why?
Well, Eric has a key, right?
No, I don't think he does.
But Jensen has a key.
She does.
So Eric will get the key from Jensen.
What do you need a key for?
So we can record.
There's in our your studio. House.
There's your house. There's
my house.
His house. There's his house.
I'm kidding.
There's the outdoors.
Yeah, but your house is going to be empty.
I mean, there will be
I cats. I can let
still.
Loki out for
oh,
you?
Oh, Loki's like, not going to be here. She's going to grandparents. Or my parents.
Oh, okay.
Her. Actually, technically, that would be her sister. I think...
That's just weird.
Well, it's because...
Yeah, no, I understand.
Well, for the listeners, my grandparents owned her, and now I own her, but and my parents... I don't know. It works. I don't know how pet things work like that.
Well, doesn't that make her, like, your, like...
She's my aunt.
Uncle, daughter, or something like that?
She's my aunt. My daughter aunt. Aunt daughter. I don't know.
Man, your family's fucked.
I know. It's weird. Trust me.
No, but when do you actually leave?
I am leaving Tuesday night.
Okay, so you really won't be here.
No, if we were to do it Tuesday, I would say we could, but it would have to be early, and we would have to leave early, so it's absolutely not.
See, for some reason, I thought you didn't leave till Thursday.
No, we pay extra to camp out on Wednesday, so we can have everything set up so that we can just relax for the entire weekend, because the show doesn't start till Thursday.
Oh, I didn't realize it was 4 days.
Yeah, it's Thursday through Sunday, and so we get Thursday through Sunday, but you don't have to leave till Monday at noon. We pay extra to get premium camping, which is right behind the main stage, and we get to camp on Monday, or on Wednesday. So I will be going to my friend's house at like 10 o'clock Tuesday night after I get the longest shower, because it's just customary for me now to get a shower before Firefly.
Because you don't get one the whole time.
Because
you're
generally, you're probably not going to get a good shower the entire time there. I might take one shower that entire weekend. And from what it looks like with weather, it might be raining the entire weekend. So I'm probably not going to get a single shower that weekend. It's going to be great.
Well, I mean, technically, just bring some shampoo and body wash with you.
Oh, no, well, I definitely want it. We actually have a an outdoor shower that we bring. And all we have to do is we get... There's giant bags. We fill it with water. We hang it up, tie it up, and you have to let it sit on in the sun first. So, and the back of it is black, so it warms up the water. And then you put it up, you tie it up, and you can get a quick
bird bath. Yeah, but I guess if it's cloudy and raining, it's not really going to warm up the water.
Exactly. So,
but at that point, I mean, like, if it's raining hard enough, you just kind of take your shirt off, go out there, like, slather some shampoo and body wash on you, and you're good.
I'm going to bring swim trunks and do that.
Yeah.
If it's... I'm going to bring swim trunks, and if it starts raining really bad, I'm just going to put those things on, get a quick shower, going to jump back in the tent, bundle myself up, and pass out. Because that's just...
Do you guys bring your own tents, or do you, like, share them?
We have a big tent that that fits comfortably. Last year, it fit 2, 4, 6. Should fit 10 people comfortably, but we have 5. And we have that giant tent again this year. So we're going to have all the space. We only have 2 campsites instead of the normal, like, 4 to 5. But we have a giant canopy that we always set up as well. So we're going to be set. We're good.
Okay. Well, I mean, good to know that you just won't be around at all next week.
Yeah, no, absolutely not around at all.
Yeah, only during the biggest week of the year. for video games.
No, will you be available next Wednesday?
Yeah, I'll be.
All right. I'll text Eric like tomorrow or something and see. Would you want to do it at your house just to make shit easier so you don't have
fine.
To
yeah.
get a ride anywhere?
I've got a back room that is isolated and quiet.
Yeah. His house might actually be a little bit more quiet than my house.
I mean, the only thing you really have is like the dog occasionally.
Yeah.
Because the cats are generally quiet.
Except for today when asshole's playing with a little mouse toy.
I mean, there is that. But yeah, because Eric said that he would be available around like 8. I guess because of work and baby stuff.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
But Gwen doesn't go to bed till 8, so.
That makes sense, I guess.
Yeah.
But, hey, what are you going to do? So, we will have E3 coverage next week just without Walnut, which, I mean, no loss there. You don't watch it anyway.
I watch it.
I thought you normally didn't watch it.
I do watch it. I always watch it. Whether I'm going to be here or not, I always watch it. Always pay attention to it. Sometimes I generally take like good mental notes, and even
that is true.
I take notes and stuff, and so I will probably jot down notes and email it to one of you guys.
Yeah, I was gonna say like, if you want to like whatever notes you take, if you want to just send them over to me, I will read them as we talk about.
Well,
things.
I'll just like highlight what I want to mention.
That's what I mean. Like if you want to just send stuff over based on the conference, like be like, here's what I thought of Ubisoft. Here's what I thought of Sony.
Well, here's what I thought of Ubisoft. Sucks. So
hey, come on now. We're going to get Far Cry 5 information, probably. More Far Cry 5.
Which I'm happy about.
And Assassin's Creed Origin. Come on now.
Origin?
I think that's the rumored title for the Egyptian.
Yeah, it's either Origin or Empires, I think, is the other rumored potential.
Could be both.
Name.
It could be Origin is the primary, and then Empire is the last gen.
Oh, please.
Or it's Assassin's Creed, Origins, Empire.
Or Empire Origins.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's Who Ubisoft. Who fucking knows what they'll do?
They don't even know what they'll do.
I mean, like, having had that full year off from Assassin's Creed, maybe now's a good time for a new, or this year, I should say, is a good time for a new Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, Syndicate generally was well-received.
Yeah.
So, you know, year off, come back with something a little different. People haven't had the game in 2 years, technically, at this point. So...
Yeah, I technically 3, because I barely play the, whatever it's called.
I meant, like, just in general.
I know,
like, there hasn't been, by the time a new one comes out, it'll have been 2 years since the last release.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, so, that aside, Drew, you weren't here for this discussion, but we decided on things.
Uh-huh.
We're actually gonna start flipping the show.
Okay.
We're gonna start doing news first.
Get it out of the way.
Not so much to get it out of the way, but like and actually Richie said exactly what I was thinking before I even said it. By the time we get to news, we've generally been talking for 2 hours and we're just done.
And my water bottle that I fill up is usually more than empty and I have to piss so bad.
So it just, it makes sense. Like, let's talk about news up front. This way we're all a little more interactive with it.
Okay.
And then we can get into stuff that we've done over the week and sort of roll from there. And to make Richie happy. If anyone would like to shoot us emails, questions, comments, concerns, what you think of the news of the week, feel free to shoot it over to social@one-quest.com.
See, was it that hard?
Yeah, it was.
No, it was.
I don't like it. I'm going to cut it out.
No, you're not.
I just make a note so I know where to cut.
but keep this conversation in it about it.
Yeah, no, definitely. Yeah, so I'm just cutting out the email address.
So just the email address.
Yeah, like literally, it's going to say, feel free to drop us an email, nothing. I'm going to cut that out.
But you should put in there, listen to the end of the show for the email address.
No, that's a lot of work.
Okay.
Then I have to hook shit back up, record a whole nother thing.
Oh, you could just record it now before we're done.
Yeah, but then I would have to cut that out and move it over. I'm just...
At the end.
No, it's good. We're fine.
All right. Let's go to the news.
All right.
Let's talk about the Nintendo Direct first.
Yeah. Drew, did you happen to get to watch that 8 minutes of
I didn't bother going to watch it. I saw all of that they announced. I was like, cool, I don't need to see them actually say these words.
So what I'm gathering from this is you are now going to buy a Switch after this announcement.
Oh, yep. The Pokken Tournament. Totally the thing that has changed me.
Dude, Pokken Tournament's really fun.
I don't...
It's not a system seller, though.
I don't argue that it could be... that it's good. That's a shit system for it.
No.
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 Definitely not.
It's a fighting game. It's a shit system for fighting games.
Why is that?
Because it has a terrible fucking controller.
No. I mean...
I mean...
If...
It's got the pro controller.
If you are playing it on local, like, if you're playing, like, local split screen, then yeah, that using the Joy-Con sideways, not great for a fighting game. If you want to be accurate, just because it is.
It has no D-pad.
Well, that's the thing, though. You don't use the D-pad even in Pokken Tournament for the Wii U.
I was gonna say that game does. It doesn't fight the same way that you.
It's not left and right fighter. There's a open field. It swaps back and forth.
It's Tekken.
I haven't played Tekken since.
It's literally Tekken. It's Tekken. That's why it's called Pokken. It's Pokemon Tekken.
It's because isn't it made by the same?
Yeah, it's made by Namco. Yeah.
But
I wasn't sure.
There's no real like button combination. It's like down and button, up and button, left and right. But like, there's not really like you don't need to like slide the controller half circle and then press Y or whatever to do an ability. It's a very straightforward fighter, which is why I like it, because I'm not good at combos. And it's pretty fun to play. I don't know if you've played it, if you had a chance.
No.
If you want, I can set it up before you leave.
I feel like I have actually tried it before.
Yeah. So just to kind of argue against your statement, if you're playing that as a handheld, that's actually a perfect way to do it, which I didn't realize this, but Richie pointed out,
yeah.
If you're playing multiplayer on the Wii U version, one player actually plays off of the gamepad. The other person plays off the TV because of the perspective of the camera. Yeah. It keeps the camera behind you regardless of what screen you're on. So if you're playing handheld mode where you're both using your own Switch, everything stays with you. And honestly, when that thing's in handheld mode, like it just feels like a larger Vita.
Yeah.
The Pro Controller is fucking perfect. That is one of the best controllers I've ever felt. And even the grip, like while the grip's not perfect because it's just a little too squared, it's not bad for like. Wouldn't be good if you were trying to play like actual Tekken or like Street Fighter 2. Or yeah. But this game, this is not that sort of fighting game. Okay. So
yeah, it's not very combo heavy. It's not very like you have to hit exactly the right buttons and combinations and things like that to get it done. It's very like, I guess, free form in a way where it's essentially one button hits. But like you combo your normal punches together by hitting those buttons multiple times. But you don't have to do, like I said, you don't have to do like half circle backwards with three Ys and an X to do the most epic energy blast ever. No, it's just you push forward and press your long range attack button. Or you pull back and you press your long range attack button. And it does a different thing.
Okay.
And like I said, there's two battle modes in it. So generally, it's Tekken style where it's the open field. It's either a circle or like an oval or something, different sizes. Once you do a specific move and hit the enemy hard enough, it switches to another battle mode where it's side to side, back and forth, like in Street Fighter. And your characters actually have different abilities that happen, but it's the same thing. It's back and button, right, front and button, stuff like that. That's when you have to worry about aiming down if they're on the ground, aiming up if they're in the air and stuff like that.
Okay.
So it's very like intuitive kind of. It's a unique battle system, although it is essentially Tekken graphically. I haven't played Tekken in forever, so I don't know how much they connect.
I mean, well, it actually sounds like it's more like Smash Brothers,
yeah,
fighting.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a merger between the two in a way.
You can get super technical with it. Like the people that play it hardcore, I'm sure they do. Because I mean, it was released as an arcade game in Japan.
Yeah.
But being that it's Nintendo themed, you know, you can also go into it and just you can basically button mash and yeah. still have a good time.
Which is why I like it, because I can beat the game by button mashing. And then when I bring somebody into it who's never played the game before, he can wreck me 10-0 because he's just good at fighting games and I'm not.
But I mean, Switch probably wouldn't be great for local multiplayer with, say, like Street Fighter.
Yeah, that Street Fighter 2 apparently is fucking trash that they put out on that.
That's also a 30-year-old game that they're still making new iterations on.
Yeah.
Capcom just needs to fucking stop.
It's also apparently $40.
I know it is.
Yeah.
That's why I said Capcom just needs... Street Fighter 5 was fucked, and they're trying to make their money back by releasing a 30-year-old game with two new characters that aren't new characters.
Street Fighter 2 Ultimate Super Mega Deluxe Edition is $40.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Capcom.
Street Fighter 2 Turbo HD Remix was only $15 when they put that out, and so that's amazing.
And if I remember correctly, this version, it's got Evil Ryu and Violent Ken.
Yeah.
I don't know if anyone else is different from any of the previous versions of Street Fighter 2 they released.
No.
Because I think Akuma was in the last Street
Fighter 2,
right?
Yeah, he's in Ultra.
Yeah.
They redid some of the music. So same music, just remastered, I guess would be the best way to put it. And it's HD. But otherwise...
Yeah. I mean, it's HD Remix.
Yeah.
It's literally, they took that engine and moved it. There's a first-person mode.
I forgot about that.
There's a first-person mode in a fighting game?
That uses motion controls. It's real goddamn bad.
Oh my god.
I mean,
but that's why it's
$40. We're also still early days of the Switch, really, for games like that. So, developers will at least learn very quickly, no one fucking wants that, and they'll never do it again, hopefully. Because, like, it took the Wii for people to realize that, like, gimmicky stuff just did not fucking work. And I think Capcom's thinking with doing something like that probably had to do with ARMS coming, since that was a game that was announced fairly early for the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, oh, well, they're doing a fighting game where you use your arms. Like, let's do that, too.
From what I'm reading, if I'm reading correctly, it's reviewing pretty good.
I think ARMS is. And, I mean, I never thought it was going to be a bad game.
Yeah.
I just didn't think it was going to be a game worth $60.
It looks fun, though, still. I'll keep saying it. It does look fun.
I mean, it's the same thing as 1-2 Switch. 1-2 Switch looks fun. I would love to play it. I don't want to play it for $50 or $60, though.
Yeah.
25? Maybe. Maybe if I'm feeling good that day. But it's minigames, and ARMS is just, it's a gimmick fighter. So, like, where it could be fun, it's not going to be $60 worth of fun. Not for me, anyway.
Yeah.
There are people that I'm sure will fucking love it, but...
I mean, the next game I'm buying is the Final Fantasy 14 update, or expansion, which comes out next. So, after that, we'll figure out what I'm going to get.
After that, Pokken Tournament, obviously.
Oh, no, after that is probably going to be, if I have the money at least, Splatoon and Mario Kart.
Mario Kart Pokken Tournament. Fun. I mean, it's still a disappointment that it's just a remake, but...
Yeah, but they did it right with enhancing the... Battle mode, because battle mode is actually really fun. And the battle mode in Mario Kart 8 for the Wii U was garbage because it wasn't arena tracks, it was just the normal tracks.
I mean, to be fair, battle mode is really only fun if local multiplayer. It's not fun online.
Oh, well, yeah. Mario Kart's really only fun local multiplayer.
No, I mean, you know what? Online multiplayer for Mario Kart actually isn't bad. Like, you can still have a good time with that because generally, Mario Kart is such... While it is skill-based to an extent... It is also just fucking random.
Oh, playing out of luck. Oh, yeah, no, I know.
Especially if you play on, like 150. Like, 150cc, the AI is competent enough to fuck your day up, but it's also just one of those, like, you could be... I've had rounds where I'm in first place the whole fucking way.
Oh, yeah.
I get to, like, the end of the last lap, and somebody has a fucking blue shell that fucking hits me, and I'm done, and then I finish in seventh place.
I have at least two YouTube videos that show my demise in the very last lap. Like, at least two.
Yeah, my most often sort of, like, failure in that game is somewhere in the last lap, I'll be in first place, I will get hit with a blue shell, and then I will get hit with multiple red shells in a row.
Yeah.
And then just as I'm starting to go again, somebody will throw lightning, which I know hits everybody, but it's still one of those just, like, giant fuck yous.
Yeah.
And, yeah, then I end up finishing the round somewhere around, like, seventh or eighth from first.
I had a situation where I was in the air... Like, with the glider, somebody hit me with some blue shell, I get hit with the blue shell, I fall, they then have to pick me up and bring me over and drop me, I then get hit with a red shell, get passed by three people, and lose right at the end of the race.
Yep, sounds about right.
And that's just computer.
Yeah, like, once you get past the 100cc matches, the computer fucking gets vicious.
Oh yeah, it does. It's brutal.
Yeah, always has.
And the thing that sucks is... I'm usually pretty good to where I never get to see any of the other pickups. So, like, when I play, like, with other people, I'm watching their screen more so than I'm watching mine. Because I'm like, oh, you're lucky. You get the crazy eight and stuff. Like, or I'm like, I just have this corner.
They're not lucky for getting the crazy eight. That means that they're so fucking bad the game felt bad for them.
Yeah, I know.
It is the rubber bandiest of the rubber band AI things in that game.
Yeah.
It's like, man, you are really far behind. Here's all the items.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Here's a random assortment of all the items.
Let's go back to Nintendo Direct, because we went way far away from that.
You know, that's how we do. We tangent.
So, Pokken Tournament DX, or they called it, they said Deluxe, but it was titled DX.
Yeah.
Same thing. Launching September 22nd.
Yes.
On the Switch.
And if I have the money, I'll probably get it.
Yeah.
Because I had fun with the original,
Nothing really different as far as gameplay goes, but there were they're adding 3-on-3 fights.
3-on-3 battles.
And they've added 5 new Pokemon.
Yeah.
It was Darkrai, Scizor, Krogunk, the, I can't pronounce it, the Empoleon, the final form of Piplup, and the final form of Rowlet from the most recent generation.
Yeah, which is cool because I was annoyed that they had some Pokemon, like they have Chandelure or whatever. They had the one dog, the legendary dog. Can't remember.
Entei or something like that?
No, the blue.
Suicune,
yeah. They have them two, which doesn't make sense in a fighting game. They should all be like humanoid-esque Pokemon.
They also have Pikachu because any Pokemon game has to have a Pikachu in it.
No. They have 2 fucking Pikachus.
Oh, that's right, because isn't there, like, Detective Pikachu or some shit in there,
Pikachu
too?
It's Pikachu, and it's Lucha Pikachu. They didn't just give them 2 different costumes. No, it's 2 fucking Pikachus. And they both have a different moveset, which is actually pretty cool, at least. But still, like, you couldn't have just gone with 1 Pikachu and then had alternate costumes. Like, I'm hoping they do some of that stuff that they did. They kind of missed the mark in the original, giving multiple costumes and stuff like that. Right now, they've only announced the new characters. We don't know if they're going to add more. Maybe they'll add DLC, which DLC was not going to be in the recent one, in the previous one.
Yeah,
we'll see.
I did think the trailer was neat. I know, Drew, you said you didn't see
it. No, I didn't go. Watch it.
It was all in Japanese and just subtitled. And I don't remember exactly how the beginning was worded, but it was like somebody with a Switch in the game and saying that, like, you know, battling was going to be like it used to be, something along those lines. And then the guy goes on like a trip across the world. He's got like a big backpack and everything, and every place he stops, he ends up seeing something on somebody and then like making eye contact with them, and they put a little like exclamation point, and then a battle starts between them.
Yeah.
And then like it flashes between gameplay and the people playing the game in different ways, either like locally on the same Switch or playing both on their own Switches or on a screen, you know, the various ways you could play the game, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought it was neat that they kind of worked in the actual, like, battle mechanic. The way, you know, you make eye contact with somebody, that means that you're battling them.
Yeah. It was a cool trailer.
But yeah, I mean, otherwise, I said it in the text messages earlier. Like, it's not that I think it's a bad game or anything like that. I'm just disappointed that was the big release, like, the big pre-E3 Pokemon news for the Switch was just a re-release of Pokken.
I mean, I'm still going to hold on hope and be like, maybe.
So, I mean, last year's Nintendo Direct was longer than what... This year's only going to be 30 minutes at E3. And last year, it was all Zelda with just a few sprinklings of other things in between. I expect something similar this year where it's going to be a lot of Mario, because Mario is their next real big game that they have lined up that's Nintendo first party.
Yeah.
With, you know, ARMS will probably have a little bit in there, because I think that comes out the next week after E3.
I think
E3.
That comes out the week E3 is happening. That's next. It comes out next Friday.
Yeah. It's
okay, like, that's what I thought. Like,
yeah. I guess the E3 is over at that point, but yeah.
And then Splatoon will totally be sprinkled in there somewhere, because that's a big enough release and it's coming just a month later.
Yeah.
But Nintendo doesn't have anything else announced between E3 and end of year that's first party other than Mario that I can think of.
Yeah.
Now they have Pokken. So,
but
I mean,
that's not even first party.
Yeah, it's...
That's true. It's first party property, but
it's not even first
party.
Yeah, because Nintendo does not own Game Freak or Nintendo or Pokemon Company.
I thought they did actually own.
No,
that's why they make exactly $0.00 off of Pokemon Go.
Okay, for some reason I thought it was like Naughty Dog, like,
no,
you know, a studio that Nintendo
Game Freak
purchased.
In fact put out a game on PS4 last year. And I think it was PS... Well, I might have even been PS4, PC, and Xbox. I want to say it's like a side-scroller platformer type thing.
Well, I mean, Pokemon...
I'd have to look up the name.
Pokemon's treated as a first-party franchise.
For the most part. Yeah, I mean, those games aren't going to show up anywhere else.
Exactly. No. I mean, there's no other handheld for them to show up on, because the Vita is basically dead. The poor, poor Vita.
Yep.
I'm hoping this year they announce the Vita 2, because that would just be the coolest fucking thing. It was either Andrew House or Sean Layden said something about the Vita, how like it's a still totally viable platform, just not in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
So they're still developing for it and releasing stuff for it in other countries. They've given up on the U.S. market. So That is what it is.
Which, that disappoints me, because I'm going to want these things.
There's a lot of really good, like, JRPGs and stuff like that on the Vita.
Yeah. So, on the Vita. I thought you were saying on the Switch.
No.
I stopped listening for a second.
No, it's all right. So, back to Nintendo Direct, the other kind of quote-unquote big announcement in there was the mid-generation cycle of Pokemon is coming out in November, and it's going to be Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon.
Which, if I remember correctly, didn't Sun and Moon come out last year?
Yeah. Yep.
So it's only a year apart?
They usually are.
And then the next one's not going to be for like 2 years, right?
Maybe.
I can't remember.
So it's been weird because there was a while there where they were basically on a yearly cycle of...
I feel from the beginning of the DS.
Well, I feel like it was like they would have their new gen, then they would have their remake of a previous gen the next year, and then they would have their enhanced version of the new gen.
It was usually, if I'm remembering correctly, it was actually the enhanced version the second year, and then the remake the third year.
Okay.
And then, but
did you know
X and Y didn't have a third version?
Yeah, they never got an enhanced version.
That was just the year that they did the Alpha, Ruby, and...
Omega Sapphire.
Yeah. So, but having it the next year isn't that unexpected. I don't know if they'll be doing any more remakes, though, because at that point, you're just remaking a DS game.
Yeah.
And the games haven't changed. Like, they've changed. Like, if you go and play, like, Diamond and Pearl, X and Y or Sun and Moon do look just way, way better.
Yeah.
But, like, they haven't changed that drastically since then, so...
I mean, I would see mostly the reason that they were doing a lot of the remakes was to get them onto DS for the Pokemon Bank and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Now that everything's on the DS, then...
There's not a lot of reason to
do it. Their next step could be a new Pokemon, and it could be on the DS, it could be on the Switch, who knows?
Well, I'm not saying that we won't see it on the Switch, but, like, Nintendo and Game Freak have both been very open about the fact that they never have any intention of putting a legit Pokemon on what would be considered a home console. The weird thing is the Switch falls in that line between.
Yeah.
And we don't know how long Nintendo is going to continue to support the 3DS for.
Yeah.
So it's one of those...
If Monster Hunter is coming out on the Switch, so...
But we've also had Wii versions and Wii U versions of Monster Hunter in the past.
Yeah, but that was... Was it on the Wii U?
It was either Wii or Wii U.
There were both.
It was on the Wii U.
Recent Monster Hunter, but the one before
Try was on the Wii, and then the Wii U had Monster Hunter 4. And, and that was... That one was a separate version, but it coincided with the 3DS one. This is an updated version where you move your character from the 3DS to this version.
Okay. Well,
so it's kind of a new game.
I've actually got a Monster Hunter anecdote to tell you after we get through the Nintendo Direct stuff.
Oh, great.
Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon, November 17th, 2017.
Yeah.
It's going to apparently be an alternate story, similar to the last couple of times they've done the third generation. So you're not just going to play the same exact game that you played last year.
Yeah, it looks like, to me at least, it might be sometime in the future after
I think Black and White 2 was a year later.
Yeah. They really only showed one or two locations in the thing, and one of them looked like where the guy was going to build that ancient Pokemon theme park. I don't know if you remember. You played it, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? It looked like it showed that, but there was a bunch of Pikachus there. So
maybe I know what you're talking about.
Maybe it was sometime in the future or something. Who knows?
I know like Black and White 2, for instance, actually picked up in a totally different part of the map, too. Like, you actually started in a different town.
Yeah.
It was still a town that was in the original game, but you started there and actually worked the map differently.
Yeah.
So, we might start on a different island or something. Who knows?
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's kind of neat, especially if, like, you didn't play Sun and Moon, or you played it really quickly and want to go back to, like, that setting that they had for it. There's also going to be Pokemon from the older generations that weren't included in Sun and Moon that'll be available in Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon.
Yeah, and I was saying this before we recorded, the thing that drives me nuts most about it now is I just beat Sun and Moon a couple of months ago. I know a couple of months doesn't really sound like just, but I did just beat it, and there's still so much left end game that I'd still have to go back and beat that stuff before I can actually feel justified enough to get the new one. So my summer's going to be full of Pokemon.
Not a bad thing.
No, not really.
And then the last thing that they announced on the Direct was Gold and Silver are being released to the virtual console of the 3DS.
Yep.
The same day as Pokken on September 22nd.
Yeah.
Just like they did with Red, Blue, and Yellow last year, just the original Game Boy versions of the game, and they will be compatible with the Pokemon Bank.
Yeah.
So, Monster Hunter anecdote thing. I almost called you on Saturday evening.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
I was slightly intoxicated at that time, so.
Well, I'm talking like 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Okay. Then no, I wasn't.
To get you to explain to Erica what Monster Hunter is and how you have to play it, because she was thinking about buying it. And I wasn't doing a good enough job explaining to her why that was a bad idea for her.
Yeah, that's a extremely bad idea for her.
Because I was trying to explain to her, I'm like, if you want to try it, by all means, try it. I personally hate it.
You want to borrow my copy?
No. Because she actually, she started, I gave her Fire Emblem Awakening.
Yeah.
And she started playing that, and she actually likes that a lot, because she likes strategy stuff. Like, a lot of, the cell phone games she plays are all those, empire-building strategy games.
Yeah.
So, Fire Emblem is perfect for that, because outside of, the story, which she actually seems to be enjoying, it's nothing but, moving troops and strategy.
Yeah.
But I was trying to explain to her, I'm like, because she thought it just sounded neat because of, the monsters and all. I'm like, you might end up, from what I know of the game, it's, fighting the same monster potentially dozens of times if you need something and it's just not dropping. So remember you telling me that one story about Anthony just having no luck all day getting that one item, but you happen to get it the day before, the day after.
That's not one story. That's every story.
But no, I'm just telling. I was saying, I know Richie likes it a lot. I don't. I know a bunch of other people that just don't like it at all. And even the guy behind the counter at GameStop, he's people either love Monster Hunter and really, really love it, or they just fucking hate it.
Yeah, there is no in-between on Monster Hunter.
There's no casual Monster. And I was trying to explain to him, I'm just it's not a game that you can just pick up and play. You're going to have to watch YouTube videos on how to fight a monster, and you might die a dozen times before you even beat the monster the first time.
Yeah. I mean, you don't need to watch videos on how to beat the monster, but yeah, it's... For her, it's not a game she's going to be able to play, just because she doesn't, besides me, she doesn't really talk to anybody else that plays it. I don't know if you guys are on good terms with Mary and Evan, but I don't even think Mary plays it, so, yeah, it's not a good idea for her to play. If she wants to try it, I'll bring it over one day. I can show it to her, she can practice it out, and she can download the demo for the next one, or the most recent one, and I can play it along with her. Oh,
that's right, I thought there was a demo for it. I'll let her know that, just so she can actually...
Is it still possible to download it?
If not, I'm sure the new version will have one.
It is.
Okay.
Because Nick didn't have... maybe. Yeah, I think... I don't know, maybe. I can't fully remember. Should be, but yeah, it takes a lot to get into that game, and you need a tutor. They don't give you a full on.
Yeah, I was trying to tutorial. Find the right way to explain it. The game doesn't really explain anything to you. It just kind of throws you into it, and it's not it. From what I remember of the little bit I played of it a decade ago, the difficulty curve was just sharp.
Oh,
You start the game, and all you can really do is kill deer and pick fruit. And then, you go to the first monster, and it just fucking destroys you because you don't have any good weapons or armor. And it's just, slowly whittling that monster down and learning its attack patterns so that you can get stuff off of it to then go make armor and weapons so that you can beat it easier.
Yeah, and I would 100% say, even if I knew how to play the game, if I had to play the game by myself, wouldn't get as far as I could.
That's right. I actually, when we were talking about it, I completely forgot that, the game actually plays better if you're playing with other people.
Yeah.
The difficulty is actually harder when you're by yourself.
I don't know if it actually... I mean...
No, not like the game is actually rigged to be harder, but I just meant, it is harder to fight a monster alone than it is with even one other person.
In the guild missions, the multiplayer stuff, the enemies are four times as powerful, health-wise at least, as they are in the single player, because you can have up to four players.
Yeah, but you have... up to four other people there to, help you if you need help, and attack if you need somebody to, distract them, stuff like that.
Yeah, because if you, for instance, if you leave an area, the enemy's going to heal itself.
Yeah.
But if I leave an area and you're playing with me, the enemy is focused on you. So it's not going to find a way to heal itself. It's not going to run off and eat or something to heal.
But yeah, Yeah, like I said, she ended up... She was going to buy Fire Emblem Awakening. Do you fucking know how much that game costs used?
Isn't it probably like
$40?
Over $40. It's $45 used.
Used? That's insane.
I looked on Amazon. It's actually that much on Amazon, too. I guess... I think it's one of those games where there just aren't enough copies available anymore. It's like Nintendo probably doesn't print them anymore because it is from like 2012.
Yeah.
That... And it's one of the better regarded Fire Emblems of the last like several years. So luckily it's one of those games that has three save slots.
Yeah.
So when we got home, I found my copy, gave it to Erica. I'm like, here, just use the empty save slot.
Yeah.
But so there were two other Nintendo related newses. Yep. The first one and the most exciting, we found out how voice chat's going to work, guys.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't read it. I saw the infographic on it.
I'll tell you, if you wanted to play Splatoon on your TV sitting where you are right now, and you wanted to be able to voice chat and hear the game audio at the same time, you're not going to be able to fucking do that shit.
If you get a long enough extension cable, you can.
Yes. If you get a real long friggin' extension cable for your headphones.
So you have your headset with a plug. That plugs into the little dongle thing. The dongle then goes into the Switch's headphone jack and into your phone's headphone jack. So, something that like isn't on the infographic and doesn't affect any of us, if you're an iPhone 7 user, you also need the adapter to be able to plug your headphones into your iPhone, which I think is fucking hilarious.
Also, those cords are 20 inches long.
Well, that's what I was going to say. It's a 20-inch cord. So, realistically, in your room, if you're sitting there, you wouldn't be able to reach your Switch, like, reasonably with a headset. Yeah. So, you'd end up needing, like, a couple extra feet of, like, extension cable. Not the end of the world. Goofy as fuck, though.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, like, this thing is really ideal for handheld play, which kind of sucks because at that point, like...
You're dangling this thing.
Yeah, then you have 20 inches of additional cable kind of just hanging around you.
Also, like, I don't think you'll be able to add, like, well, I mean, I guess you would be able to add the extension cords onto, like, the part that plugs into your phone.
Well, I mean, you would have to. It wouldn't plug into the Switch.
Unless you have two cords that plug in that are part of the dongle.
Essentially, it's part of the dongle?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a splitter. Yeah, with two 20-inch cords.
It's basically set up... It is exactly a splitter. It's just set up so that you can hear the voice chat audio and the game audio in your headset.
Okay. But
what I was going to say is your phone would have to sit over there unless you put the extension cord onto the part that plugs into your phone, but I don't even know how that would really...
Well, you would need... Like, you would just need extra extension cords.
Yeah.
Like, you would need probably two to three to make sure that everything had enough slack and all.
So, if you wanted to even be able to, like, look at your phone to look at the friends or, like, the party list or whatever.
And, I mean, obviously, like I don't think they've actually shown the actual stuff yet. They've shown, like, the diagram for it. And I know they showed the headset, but I've yet to actually physically see the dongle and what it will look like.
Other than the picture in the diagram, I know it looks like a squid.
I know the infographic is saying that you have to plug your phone into this and that plug that thing into the Switch.
Oh no, I'm sorry. The one thing does actually have a physical.
Yeah.
I totally miss this picture every fucking time.
Okay.
I've seen two different versions of the infographic and the shot of just the headset. I totally miss the picture that actually had the dongle in it.
So what were you gonna say, Richie?
Well, no, I was gonna say like I'm sure there's gonna be a way to connect it wirelessly.
No,
because you have to have your headset connected to your phone because the app for voice chat is on your phone.
Is a phone app.
Like the Switch does not do voice chat at all. Like nothing about voice chat is going through the Switch.
Okay, I don't believe its headphone jack has the mic.
So you're using an app to talk.
Yep.
Bluetooth.
No.
Connect Bluetooth to your phone.
But then you wouldn't be able to hear the game.
Why not?
Because Bluetooth is only one ear.
He's right. If you have just like a regular Bluetooth headset, like just a single thing, and it's not like noise canceling earbuds or something, then realistically you could just have your TV turned off.
If I'm doing voice chat, I don't need to have noise canceling. I just have to have it in my ears so that I hear it.
Yeah. No, I mean, that is right.
The dongle itself is just so you can have them both on your headset.
So, because they are actually releasing a specific headset for like the whole thing. Like it is the headset they're recommending to use, which is a wired headset.
Okay,
and it's like it's what the it's in the game as well.
The funny thing is, and correct me if I'm wrong, because maybe I am wrong. Doesn't the Switch support Bluetooth? Like, isn't that how the controllers connect?
Yes. PS4 supports Bluetooth, does not support Bluetooth headsets.
Yeah, I think even the Xbox One supports Bluetooth. I bought an Xbox 360 headset, Bluetooth headset. It was 360, just as a Switch. Nothing accepts it.
Really?
Not even my goddamn phone.
I'm not 100% sure if the base Xbox Ones have Bluetooth or not. I know the S's do because the new controllers they put out when the S came out are Bluetooth and not whatever weird Wi-Fi, direct Wi-Fi or whatever it was called. Like, the original Xbox One controllers are Wi-Fi controllers. They are not Bluetooth.
But, like, the thing I just don't understand is, like, if you're going to do voice chat, why not just do it right and have it integrated into the system itself? Like, why make it seem like this is such an afterthought to you?
Because it is.
I know it is an afterthought, but you know what I mean? Like, why make it obvious that it is an afterthought? Either don't do voice chat at all, or integrate it into the console the way everything else does. Don't make it so that, and I understand 90% of people nowadays have some sort of smartphone they can use. But not everybody has, like, not everyone does have a smartphone. Not everybody has a data plan that can do it if they don't connect to wireless for some stupid reason. Like, there are a lot of situations where, you know, there are people that might want to play this game that can get onto a wireless network with it that just couldn't use a phone as a voice chat conduit, but could plug a headset into their Switch to play, or Bluetooth their Switch to it, or, you know, whatever.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Like, it is silly that you have to use a phone app for voice chat. I both like and hate it. I like it because then it makes the whole party system easier, because it's like, hey, I essentially do that with Monster Hunter. We log on to Hangouts, we click a voice call, and we just hang out, we talk on Hangout. Well, now there's a Nintendo-oriented thing to where, and we can just do it on Hangouts if we wanted to. But
so think about it this way, though. Well, so if you're playing your, and like, that's a really good example. Like, I'm not saying that's not a good example, but, you know, if you're already playing on your Switch, you have your friends there. All you have to do is hit your profile, and all your friends are listed.
Yeah,
it should be as easy as hitting that, and then like hitting join party with them, and then being able to voice chat.
No, I agree. I'm just saying, like, I like and hate the concept of using a phone app. I like the idea because if I can't play Switch, but I want to, but all my friends are talking, I can just jump in and be like, "Yo, guys, what's up? I can't play, or I'm playing 3DS right now." So you localize all of your Nintendo conversations onto your one item. But again, like, you are right. I should be able to just connect via wireless to my Switch and talk.
But also, to like your point of making it a phone app, you even just said you already use different apps on your phone to do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, like,
why
it wouldn't
the fuck
be hard
would
to
you
like
bother paying the $20? And at least that's the thing they did, is they made it only $20 a year for their service.
Well,
especially you figure, sorry to cut you off. You already have things if you're trying to play with your friends, like you said, Hangouts, there's Discord. There's a bunch of things that you could use to facilitate that with people you already know. But like, if I want to play Splatoon, I'm probably playing with a bunch of just strangers.
Yeah.
Why not just have voice chat integrated right into the fucking game where I'm not going to obviously have all this shit plugged in all the time. I want to just be able to like pick up my controller, turn the Switch on, not have to get off my couch to grab anything or plug anything in and play the game.
Well, and you can do that.
I know I can, but like, I don't want to have to get up and like plug a headphone jack into my Switch, run that over to my couch so that I can play it with voice chat.
But again, you don't have to. Just connect voice chat to your phone on Bluetooth headset.
I don't have a Bluetooth headset. I'm not going to buy a Bluetooth headset. Well,
just any headphones. Every phone nowadays comes with headphones with a mic on it. Just plug it in and put one ear in. Like, it's not that. It's like I said. It's exactly what I do for Monster Hunter. I'm not defending it.
No, I understand
not,
what you're
like,
saying.
I'm not defending it, but I'm not shooting it down. I'm just saying I do exactly the same thing, just with Google Hangouts. A small defense to this is, what if I find a group of people I'm really good at Splatoon with that I'm not friends with online, or I'm not friends with over the phone? We get to talking. They let me join their clan or whatever that you do. You join their group. You get to play with them all the time. What if they're on voice chat doing a group thing? All right, well, I can just jump in and talk with them.
But so,
but the point is, you could all just join a Discord channel.
Yeah.
But
like, you don't need a proprietary Nintendo app to do that.
But again, yeah, you can all join a Discord channel, but that means you have to go join Discord. You have to set up a login, this, that, and blah, blah, blah. You're already going to have a Nintendo account. All you have to do is install it onto your phone.
I already have a Discord account.
I don't.
Well, that's your
fault.
Get
Discord. Yeah, Discord's real good.
Get with the times, bud.
I don't even know what Discord is.
It's a chat app.
It's AIM.
Yeah.
It's AIM 2017.
I have AIM. I have Kick. I have Hangouts. I have...
Get rid of AIM.
No, I don't have AIM. I tried to... I installed it once. I couldn't remember my password. I gave up and deleted it.
I mean, you don't need Kick. That's for tween girls.
I know.
What do you think he's on Kick for?
No, I do not talk to tween girls. No. No.
I don't know. It's a discussion we had last week. I'm not so sure now.
They're not tweens. I already told you that.
That's what you think.
The closest one is 21, okay?
You confirmed that you had no ID.
Huh? I'm kidding. It's all a joke. I don't talk to tweens.
He doesn't talk not going to tweens, that. Everybody.
Yes. He does not. For all legal purposes, they are, as far as he knows, of legal age.
Look, officer. She told me she was old enough. Here's proof.
No, actually... You also do not follow the same stuff that Drew and I do.
Yeah.
So, like, I am in a bunch of Discord channels for different things that I, like, either back on Patreon or follow otherwise. So, like, that's what I use it for.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not necessarily on there, like, chatting all the time, but, like, I get, like, announcements and stuff right on my phone. It's nice.
Yeah. So,
But, yeah.
Like I said, I'm not defending it. I agree. It is silly, the fact that you have to use a third-party app to talk on the thing. If they integrated both and you could use the Switch, well, but also use the app,
that's
that
what I was going
nice.
To say. If they had, like, because, look, Sony has their app. I like the Sony app.
Yeah.
And you can do friend. I don't know if you can do chat through it, but I know you can do friends list.
You can message.
That's what I thought.
I think you might even there's Messenger that you. It's a separate app though. The Messenger. Yeah, it's a separate app.
Out. It was so fucking.
I mean, Facebook did the same fucking thing.
Yeah. Nowadays, everything's separate apps.
But you know, yeah, like, and again, like, anyone that listens to this knows, like, I am probably never going to fucking use voice chat. I don't like people. I don't like talking to strangers in games because generally those strangers are dickheads. And I don't want to deal with that while I'm playing a game. I want to fucking have a good time. I don't need to listen to a 12-year-old fucking cursing at me because they just learned the word fuck.
Yeah.
But that said, like, you know, if you happen to get Splatoon and your brother got Splatoon, like...
We would never play together.
I was going to say
your play schedule is so bad.
But. Well, that's what I was going to say. If by some like weird circumstance the planets aligned and we ended up on at the same time and decided to play a match, it would be convenient to just be all of us just be able to connect right through the Switch to a voice chat.
Yeah,
like just plug. I could pull it out of the cradle and just plug one fucking cable into it and have voice chat while Erica watched TV.
And see, that's also the other thing. It's like they're stupid asses. They didn't think about that and having like. With the friggin' PS4, with the Xbox One, you have the connector right on the controller. There's no controller for the Switch. So the only way to do it, you would have to actually have the Switch in hand, or you would have to have wireless.
Yeah, because you figure that the Joy-Cons with the grip don't have a headphone jack, and nope. Neither does the Pro Controller.
Nope.
And it's one of those, you know, if I'm playing handheld, and obviously if I'm playing handheld, I probably want to just have headphones in, because that speaker's... not great on the handheld one.
Yeah.
So at that point, I am then going to have just a pile of cable next to me with the squid thing. Because then you have 60 inches of... Well,
and you see, like, and this is why I'm both defending it and not defending it, is because although I do it with Monster Hunter, I tend to play Monster Hunter turned down. Monster Hunter, there's a lot of audio cues that I get in trouble because I don't hear it. And they're like, well, why don't you hear it? I'm like, because I'm talking to you guys. And so I have it turned down because if I turn it up too loud, that's all you're going to hear. I'm going to blow you guys out. So it's...
But I mean, that's to the point of like being able to have an actual audio mix in headphones. An audio mix is way different than like having the sound come from one thing and... of the game come from one thing and the audio from the chat in another.
Yeah, that's why, like, I agree with you. Like, you end up finding people in games that you want to develop some sort of rapport relationship with. I agree. Like, it would be neat to be able to just open an app and either voice chat with them or just text message right through the app with them.
Yeah.
But also, like, you shouldn't have to rely on an app. Like, I shouldn't have to make sure that my phone is charged or near a point to charge it just to facilitate voice chat in a game.
Yeah.
Because, like, at that point, like, I have a couple USB-C cables, so, like, I wouldn't be... And I have, like, a multi-port charger. So, like, it wouldn't be a huge deal for me at home if I was playing in handheld mode and had to have my Switch and my my phone plugged in. But, like...
That's five cords now running to you to play a game and voice chat on it.
But, like, I was just saying that because I know, like, you guys don't have LG phones, so you just have mini or USB mini,
micro,
right?
Yeah. Micro, whatever, yeah.
Like, I have an LG, so mine is actually USB-C already. So it's at least the same plug as the Switch. So, like, I do actually have an additional Switch charger, basically, because of that, without having to buy the $40 charger or unhook stuff and, like, go behind my TV to unplug it just to play it in handheld mode and be able to charge it. I don't know if either of you just happen to have USB-C cables.
Nope.
The only USB-C cable I have right now is the one that's plugged in my Switch.
I mean, like, that's nothing wrong with that, and I'm sure it's probably not the biggest deal for you to unplug it, right?
No, I mean, it's kind of a pain in the ass, but it's not. I don't take it out that often.
Yeah, like, mine is just enough of a hassle that it's one of those where if I had to take it out to charge it, or if it came down to stopping playing and putting it on the dock, or having to, like, unplug all that stuff just to charge it while I'm playing, I'm just gonna stop playing and let it charge.
I live alone, so for me, if I'm playing it handheld and it's like, all right, I should probably let this charge, I just plug it in and grab my other Joy-Cons. Not a big deal for me.
That's true. That is true. But yeah, so I mean, I'm sure we'll see a little bit more of that at E3, probably during the Treehouse. They'll kind of talk about it in more depth. I doubt it'll be during their Direct, because it's only a 30-minute Direct. The only other Nintendo news was we got more details on the online service.
Which I'm liking. What I'm reading, what I'm seeing. Number one right off the bat, $20 a year.
Other than the price and that it got delayed?
Well, we got the prices for it. And the way that they talked about it, it's going to be different than what they originally said it would be back in January. So in January, it made it out to be you'll get this game for a month and then that game is gone. It's now going to be more of like a Netflix-style offering where there's just going to be a couple games on there that you'll be able to stream. And I don't know exactly if it's going to be like a rotating lineup of games that you can just stream or if it's going to be... Or it could be similar to like Virtual Console where they just slowly add games to it over time. And then like Netflix, you know, maybe they add 10 games this month and then remove 4 from the previous month. You know, so some of the stuff stays there, some of the stuff goes away. It's it's not as limited as just, here's that free game for the month, and that's the only game that's available through this. Anything else you have to purchase. I also did just see, because we were talking about it earlier, they did confirm that whole classic game selection is not going to replace the Virtual Console.
Yeah.
So there still will be a separate Virtual Console for you to purchase games.
Okay, have they said that? Because I've been seeing things where there's kind of speculation there is no Virtual Console at all.
No, they've been talking about bringing the Virtual Console over. I mean,
they have never used the words Virtual Console anywhere in talking about the Switch.
So, they said that the Classic Game Selection, which is the tentative name, is different from the Virtual Console. And the company schedule for selling Virtual Console games is still undecided. So it's not like 100% confirmed, but this is at least not the...
Okay.
This is not a replacement for the Virtual Console. There is still a likelihood that we will get a way to purchase games. And that's good, because, I mean, like, you figure that was... Nintendo through Nintendo 64 was available, plus some other random consoles I think were sprinkled in there.
Genesis.
Yeah.
TurboGrafx/PC Engine.
So the one thing I keep seeing people talk about is that the Switch might be the time where the GameCube library becomes available on the Virtual Console, but that probably won't happen ever, because the
analog triggers.
Yeah, the GameCube used analog triggers. nothing else has since. Yeah. So there's no way to actually play those games.
Mm-hmm.
Like, unless they kind of rebuild the games.
Yeah.
Because I remember I tried to play an emulator of Mario Sunshine with a 360 controller, and I couldn't get through the opening of the game because you actually have to do the half press on the trigger to spray but still maneuver the same way. And you can't do that because the 360 is just on or off.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, the $20 for the Nintendo service a year, which, you know, as long as the service isn't just total garbage when it launches, $20 a year, that's totally reasonable. Like, that's more than reasonable. You figure, what is it? It's 60 for Xbox and for PS4. So, $20 a year for, even if it is just a rotating lineup of 10 games a month that you can play, or less, that's still not that bad. Like, I'd be down for that, as long as the like I said, as long as the game lineup is more often than not worth playing.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm happy for that. Like, I will, as soon as it's available, I'll jump into it. I'll put into it. It's a fair price.
Yeah, I mean,
I 100% hate paying subscription fees for Xbox Live and PS Plus, but I understand it's also like more of a necessary evil type of thing, and they give you good comps for the monthly free games and then the sales and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, and
$20 a year for kind of less, but in a way the same, I'll take it. I'll be happy for that.
Yeah, and to be fair, like, I'm paying $60 a year for those two things, basically for cloud saves.
Yeah.
Because I very rarely play the PlayStation Plus games because a lot of them just aren't anything I'm interested in. Like, yeah. Actually, June, that just launched today for both of you, Life is Strange came out, and that is actually a really good game.
Yeah, I meant to check that. I didn't get around to it.
Yeah, if you download nothing else, download Life is Strange. It's like an adventure game.
Yeah.
It's got time control mechanics. It's about teenage girls, so right up your alley.
No twins. No.
I said teenage girls. They are like 16, right. 17.
It's a little bit better, but still no.
It's legal in some states.
But yeah, it's like a high school. They're in like a preparatory high school. Like, it's like a private school and everything. People are fucking terrible to each other. At one point, whales fly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, like, the game goes into some weird fucking places. But it is definitely worth checking out. It's probably it was an episodic game. I think it's five episodes. But they released the whole thing for PS Plus.
Yeah.
And some of it, like, especially for you, because I know you get pulled into a story and you can get kind of emotionally invested in it.
I'll probably cry.
There are some super emotional parts in that game.
You know, there was an easier way to do this, right, Richie?
On my phone, I know.
Yeah. No, on the PlayStation.
Is there?
Yeah, go to the main screen. Like, the main PlayStation. Hit up, now hit left, and go to that.
I always do it from the store page. But yeah, check out Life is Strange. It's really good. I had gotten episode 1 free in like a Humble Bundle or something stupid like that. Played it, liked it so much that I just bought the rest of the season. And I didn't mean to play it as quickly as I did, but I ended up playing all 4 episodes over the course of like a day and a half.
Nice.
Because it is, like, it's just one of those stories that just sucks you in, and you just want, especially like as a chapter ends, you just want to know what happens, because every chapter ends on that cliffhanger of like, what the fuck is going on? But let's see, what other news was there this week? Do you have something?
There's a Darkest Dungeon expansion coming out next on the 19th of June.
Oh, that's cool.
It's $10. It's coming to Xbox and PlayStation a little bit later, so they can work out any hot fixes on the PC version and make sure those are there for when it comes out on the console versions.
Nice.
So I'll probably check that out. It's $10.
I still have not gotten a chance to actually try that.
It's really fun.
I keep meaning to. It's just I am never at my computer to play it.
Yeah.
Because the computer is upstairs and I sit downstairs most of the time. Well, Richie, you'll probably care about this more so than Drew would. Rumored release date for Punisher on Netflix is November.
Okay.
So we might get Defenders in August and then November Punisher.
That'll be interesting to see.
I mean, that's kind of what they did last year, because we had
Right. Last year we only had two. Last year we had Daredevil 2 and Luke Cage.
Right, right.
And then the year before
it was Jessica Jones in November, and Daredevil was in.
It was Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Daredevil, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Defenders.
I forgot that Jessica Jones was the year before Luke Cage. Wow, man, time really flies.
Yeah,
but yeah, I mean that. Who knows if that's true? But that would be cool if that was the case.
Yeah, I mean,
getting Punisher that soon.
That means that studio worked their ass off to get that out.
Well, keep in mind too that it's totally different teams do all of the shows.
Yeah,
and they have been filming Punisher for a while.
Yeah, so well, I mean, they've been filming it since. Didn't they not greenlight Punisher till after Daredevil 2 was launched?
Well, yeah, but you figure that was over a year ago now.
Yeah. It's crazy. Too much stuff to keep track of.
It is. I agree. I guess this isn't so much news as just I thought it was kind of funny. A Sony exec claimed that backwards compatibility in a console just isn't worthwhile, and a study done on the Xbox One confirmed it. Because people were really pissed about that. Like, it was on a bunch of news sites, and
just
nerds around the world were angry that Sony said that backwards compatibility doesn't matter. And, like, I forget the exec's name, and I'm just too lazy to open
it. Wasn't like,
yeah, it wasn't like
it wasn't Sean Layden or Andy House or any of those.
But he basically said that, like, they'll go places and they'll see, like, the old games running on, like, PS1 and PS2, and they look like garbage now compared to what you're seeing on the PS4.
He said specifically, like, why would anyone play that?
Yeah. So, I mean, it makes sense. And apparently the study done on the Xbox One showed that there's, like, a 1.5% usage of backwards compatibility on the console. So, yeah. Like,
it is the least used thing that system is least used.
Netflix is used more than backwards compatibility is.
Oh, yeah, no, I would love backwards compatibility on my systems, but how often will I actually use it? Not very often, but the fact that at this point right now, I need to have my Switch, my Wii U, my PS3, and my 360, as well as my Xbox One and my PS4, all hooked up if I wanted to play all my games. Kind of annoying, but at the same time, when I think about it and look back, when was the last time I turned on my Wii U?
Yeah, so I was going to say that. When was the last time you turned on your PS3?
Yeah, exactly. Like, I have tons of PS3 and PS2 games I would like to play, but I just haven't.
Yeah, like, I have all that stuff upstairs. Like, if I want to play it, I can totally just go hang out upstairs and play it.
Yeah, I wanted to get into the Dot Hack series. I got the first two games pretty cheap.
The first game is, I only ever played the first one. It was neat, though.
Yeah, like, I wanted to get into it. I got the first two pretty cheap. Just never played it because I didn't have backwards compatibility, so I had to play. I think I have a PS3 that can play. Yeah, I have a PS3 that is backwards compatible, but it's just, I'm like, whatever. I'll deal with it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll just never play those games. Who cares? Maybe I'll sell them in the future and make a great $2.
Buy a $20 PS2. You know?
I have a PS2.
$40.
Okay.
I've looked. The funny thing is, even after that study came out, on Facebook groups and stuff like that, I was seeing people bitch, like, that's not true, that's bullshit, I use it all the time. Like, you're one fucking person.
Well, you're that 1.5%.
You're one person out of 10 million.
Yeah, there's 10 million people, that means there's at least, you know, what, I guess a couple thousand at that, I'm not good at percentages. What would be 1% of 10 million?
1% of 10 million would be 100,000 people.
So 100,000 people use backwards compatibility. Or I guess 1.5,000 or
150,000.
Thank you. That's the number I was looking for and I just could not get it out. Use backwards compatibility. But that's it.
Yeah, like it's something that I feel is super useful, like, right at the beginning of a console generation.
Yeah.
When there's not a lot of new things to play. And then also, like, with this generation kind of not being, for the most part, like, a super jump in graphics. Like, there are definitely games like Horizon Zero Dawn that it's like, nah, this shit would not have existed on the last gen that... You know, like, I get it, but, like, this generation I kind of, like, is kind of where I'm like, oh, backwards compatibility would be cool, and, like, not that insane to go back to old games. Whereas, like, going back from PS3 games to PS2 games was like, eh.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it's one of those, like, I just think it's funny how angry people get over something like that. And it's always the vocal minority.
And it's a thing that's only existed since the PlayStation 2.
Well, to be fair, Nintendo did want to have backwards compatibility on the Super Nintendo. They actually pushed the Super Nintendo to market early without it against Nintendo of America's president's wishes.
Well, right.
And the Sega Genesis had backwards compatibility with the Master System.
Did it?
There was an adapter you could buy that played the Master System games.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Not something that was widely used or known, because at least in the U.S. Yes, where the Master System was...
Fuck had Master Systems.
Yeah, like, I've never actually seen one in the wild.
I can't say I have either.
I think I saw one in, like a display once at, like at a con or something like that. But, yeah, I've never actually, like, seen somebody like, yeah, I have a Master System. I've seen more fucking TurboGrafx 16s.
Mm-hmm.
And those were just as fucking rare.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so, I mean...
Like, it's a thing that's not... been around forever, like,
and I think it was kind of a big deal going from the PS2 to the PS3.
Yeah,
because the PS3 was so fucking expensive.
Yes,
that it's like, well, no, you need a fucking library to back that up.
Early PS3, I was still playing a ton of Madden 06 on
I was gonna say too, the PS3 even at the PS2 even at the by the launch of the PS3 had a ginormous fucking library.
Oh yeah,
and I mean, not all of those games were good,
no.
But it still had hundreds and hundreds of games.
Thousands, even.
Well, I mean, by the end of it, yeah. But I'm just thinking, like, 06, 07, I remember there were close to 1,000 unique used PS2 title SKUs when I worked at GameStop.
Yep.
I think there was, like, 980 or something like that. And, like, that was unique SKUs. So, I mean, there were a few weird, like, overlappings if you had, like, a collector's edition of something. But still... it's a lot of fucking versions of the game.
Yep.
But yeah, so there's that. The only other thing I kind of had listed under news was, as we talked about earlier, E3 is next week. Or this weekend is technically when the conferences start. So schedule's a little different this year. EA, being the weirdo that they are, has moved their conference to Saturday.
Which, speaking of EA, they did name the new Need for Speed game that's coming out this year.
Oh, I didn't see that. What is it?
Payback.
Huh.
It's not Need for Speed, Let's Go Speedier?
No, it's Need for Speed Payback, comes out November 10th for Xbox One, PS4, and PC.
Okay. Well, so EA's press conference is Saturday, June 10th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. And then Microsoft moved theirs to Sunday afternoon. So Microsoft is going to happen... oh, I'm sorry. That was fucking Pacific time. 12 p.m. Pacific time. So 3 p.m. Eastern time.
Okay.
Microsoft is going to be 2 p.m. Pacific time on Sunday, or 5 p.m. Eastern. And then you have Bethesda Sunday night like they have been the last few years. They're at 9 p.m. Pacific, which means they're not happening until fucking midnight Eastern time.
Fucking what?
I usually don't watch them live anyway, so.
I watch most of them
live. Bethesda's the one that's always kind of in the middle. Like, I watch at least the beginning of it live, but it usually is a little later, but it's usually not that late.
I feel like it started at, like, 9 p.m. Eastern last year.
Exactly. Like, it usually starts 9 or 10 and
yeah, maybe it was
Eastern 10, time.
But...
and then you have, apparently Devolver Digital is having a conference.
Yeah.
Sunday at 10 p.m. Pacific, so 1 p.m. Eastern, or 1 a.m. Eastern.
Nice.
So that's nice and fucking late. And then Ubisoft has theirs on Monday, as usual. Theirs is at 1 p.m. Pacific, or 4 p.m. Eastern. Sony has their normal one on Monday night at 6 p.m. Pacific or 9 p.m. Eastern, which I think is actually a little earlier.
No. It might even be like an hour later than last year.
Yeah, maybe you know what? I think they just started late last year. I think that theirs was supposed to start at 9, but it ended up not starting until like 9:20 because of technical difficulties.
Yeah.
And then Nintendo has their Nintendo Direct / Treehouse live stream on Tuesday morning, 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern. So things are a little more spread out than they usually are, just because Microsoft moved and EA moved and all that fun stuff. You guys have any just quick predictions on what you think might happen this year?
Games will be announced.
What if no game gets announced? What if it's only games we've already seen?
Hey, here's things.
EA's done it before.
No, no, I'm saying across the fucking board. Nobody has a new title to announce. It's all just games.
Well, everyone, E3's over. We have no new. There's no more games.
I don't really know. Like, prediction wise, we'll probably end up seeing more God of War from Sony.
Yeah.
What was that zombie game from last year?
Days Gone.
Yes. Days Gone. We'll see more of that. Obviously, Call of Duty and Rainbow Six is.
I don't think
this is just in general.
Do you think we'll see? Who do you think will have Call of Duty?
Sony. They had it last year. They'll have it this year.
I think they have a multi-year deal on early stuff.
They do. I could not remember how many years they've had it so far, though.
It's just been this gen.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, probably until the next generation. Like, it'll be Sony has Call of Duty.
Or, yeah, I mean.
There's definitely going to be Destiny stuff.
Yeah.
And probably thinking maybe some sort of Halo thing.
They're probably about time to reveal the next Halo.
Yeah.
It probably won't be till 2018 release. Yeah. But it's usually a year prior. They'll do the tease for it, and then the following year is when they'll, like, unveil it fully.
Yeah.
And then it'll come out that fall.
We'll see more about Assassin's Creed, obviously. Nintendo will be mostly Mario, as we said, probably, and then some other things sprinkled in. Who knows? There's not a really lot, not a lot of, like, feet in the water right now in my perspective. I can't really think of much.
I mean,
besides the common, like, FIFA's, Madden's, stuff like that as well.
I have a pretty strong feeling we'll see a new Wolfenstein this year.
That was actually one of the things I hadn't noted, because last year during
at the very beginning of Bethesda's conference,
I forget what had just played or what they were just launching, but they had like the loading thing and it showed a bunch of titles.
Well, yeah, it was like a DOS select screen,
and you saw like a prompt for the old blood and the new whatever.
Yeah, and then Wolf 4 was, I think.
No, it actually had some sort of name. Like, because how was it? It was old, or was it new, old, or old, new?
It was the new order, and then the old blood.
So, and then right after that was, like, the new something.
Right.
So, that's where everyone figured, okay, that's the next Wolfenstein?
I don't know. People keep saying we won't, but I have a feeling we'll see an Elder Scrolls 6 announcement. Skyrim was 5, right?
Yeah.
I have a feeling with an Elder Scrolls 6 announcement.
Probably.
I don't know if it comes out. I doubt it comes out this year.
Oh, God, no. That's probably not till 2019.
Did Fallout 4 come out the year they announced it?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I feel like it did.
Yeah, no, that was like a 4-month gap or a 5-month gap, something like that.
So I guess maybe.
I think Skyrim, though, because they have Elder Scrolls, or not Skyrim, Elder Scrolls, because they've also been dumping a lot of resources into Elder Scrolls Online, and they're working on the Elder Scroll or the Skyrim for Switch. That
Skyrim for Switch is the original Skyrim.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Like, I have a feeling
that thing's a 7-year-old game.
Yeah, no. I agree with you. I'm just saying, like, I feel like studio-wise, they might just put that off
also, for a year
because they have other titles.
They don't do the dev on Elder Scrolls Online.
Oh, that's I didn't realize that.
Online Studios.
I know almost nothing about Elder Scrolls Online because I've never been interested.
I saw, just randomly scrolling through Twitter yesterday, I want to say there's a Morrowind expansion coming out for Elder Scrolls Online, and Bethesda Studios tweeted something like, congrats to our partners at ZeniMax Online Studios for bringing Morrowind back to the Elder Scrolls universe or something.
Okay.
So that's the only reason I know that Bethesda proper doesn't really work on that. I mean, Bethesda proper works on Fallout and and Elder Scrolls. Like, they don't really touch much else.
Fair.
So, and what, Fallout was 2 years ago?
Yeah.
So, they're due for their next game.
Wow, yeah, Fallout really was 2 years ago already.
Yeah, it was 2015.
Yeah, jeez. Any other predictions for things?
I'm sure we'll see something for Red Dead, even though that got delayed.
Rockstar doesn't do a lot of E3 stuff, so maybe not.
They'll show up on either Sony or Microsoft's press conference for sure.
I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong, I'm just saying, like, I wouldn't be surprised if they didn't. Just because, like, I don't even remember Grand Theft Auto 5 being at.
I'm pretty sure it was on Microsoft's stage, but
it's possible that that game's like a 7 year old game too.
Yeah,
so.
6-7 years ago.
But so what I'm kind of guessing at, we're going to get the full reveal of the Scorpio.
Well, I mean
that's a given.
Yeah,
I think it might actually be, you know, quote unquote reasonably priced. I was talking to Eric, and he expected to be coming at like 600, and that's the expected thing. Like with what they're saying, the specs are going to be on this thing, a $600 price point seems logical.
Mm-hmm.
But I think they might try and
actually want to buy it.
Exactly, I think they might just take a shot at it and like maybe try and price point it around the $400. If they can do it without losing money, basically.
That's the thing. Yeah. Like, I don't... If they wanted to do 4K 60, like, that thing should be a $1,000 piece of hardware.
Exactly.
Like, a fucking Titan is an $800 video card. That barely does 4K 60. Like, I don't really see how that thing actually does what they want it to do and doesn't cost $600+ or... cost a reasonable price and does remotely close to what they say they want it to do.
The only thing I can think is because they're Microsoft, maybe, and it's unlikely, they managed to work out some sort of deal with hardware manufacturers to get the price down. I doubt it, but it's always a possibility.
Like
anything's possible.
But like
unlikely,
even if they get the price down on like a 1080. Like a 1080 or you know, whatever version of whatever, like, that's literally an $800 video card.
No, I agree with you. I was just throwing that out there. Like, yeah. I want that to happen. Not that I'm going to buy it, but I want them to come out and actually have it reasonably priced.
I'm guessing 500 is the lowest it comes in at.
I mean, that's probably more realistic.
I've seen some people say 4, but I'm like, there's no way that thing comes out for 400. And if it does, like, that's the end of Xboxes, probably. Like,
basically.
That means they're selling these at probably to a $300 loss. Like... they're already getting crushed. Microsoft has been on the fence about their games department, it has seemed, since the 360 launched. And it's like, are they really going to lose that much more money and keep going?
Yeah. So Sony already confirmed they're going to have another conference like last year. Like, very little talking, just game.
Cool.
I want to say it was Sean Layden said that he is maybe on stage for 90 seconds altogether.
Interesting.
So it's probably going to be he intros the show, he outros the show, maybe something small in the middle, like they did this past year with Kojima.
Mm-hmm.
But otherwise, you know, just lots of trailers for lots of games. Which I did miss them having like the devs and stuff to kind of like talk about the games. But at the same time, it was nice to just have like an hour and a half of just straight, here's all the shit we're doing.
Yeah.
And not have the. Because I mean, like, while it's cool to get the devs out there, not a lot of devs that they can get out there are necessarily like prepared to talk in front of a room of just tons of like critics and shit like that. Mm-hmm. About their game, also knowing that the whole thing is being live streamed around the country or around the world.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't blame them for, you know, maybe not being the best up on stage.
I bet we'll get a Last of Us 2 release date.
Well, what I was going to say is we're definitely getting a God of War release date, probably a Spider-Man release date.
I'd imagine.
And a Days Gone release date. Days Gone has been in development a lot longer than a lot of people realize. It just hasn't really been talked about a lot. But since they finally talked about it last year, I would expect them to have some sort of release date this year.
Yeah.
It's like, I can't even think of the last game Sony Ben did.
I don't know.
Yeah. But yeah, so I expect those three to have a release date. I expect another trailer for Death Stranding, because that's just going to be what Sony does.
I'm sure we will.
And yeah, like you said, so maybe not a release date, but maybe some sort of tease on when we could, like, maybe like a release window.
Well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Maybe not necessarily a date, but we might get like spring 2018,
which I think I'm thinking
or fall 2018.
I'm thinking about seeing that for 2019.
Nah, I think that comes out next year.
You wouldn't be wrong.
They announced it last year.
Not at E3. They announced it at PSX. So it's been less
still,
than a year.
They announced it 7 months ago.
Yeah. I'm just saying,
And when, you know, Uncharted came out spring of last year.
Yeah.
So they've been working on it probably before that was even actually done.
Well, they did say that that what we saw last year was just super, super early footage. So who knows? I'm being pessimistic because I don't want to be disappointed if it's not next year. We talked about it already. Ubisoft is just going to show fucking Assassin's Creed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like Just Dance.
And
I'm sure Aisha Tyler will be out there and she'll have another awkward interaction with somebody that was planted in the crowd that doesn't know how to interact.
I don't remember if she was out there last year.
She was. She's been there the last, what, like 5 years? She has grown on me. I appreciate that they're getting somebody that knows how to perform to a crowd. I think the downside is the people that she has to interact with aren't that. So like when she's talking to like the plants in the crowd or like the devs that are coming out, she has the personality to be on stage. Those people generally don't. So then it just feels awkward. EA, aside from the sports stuff, we're actually going to see content on their Star Wars games from Visceral.
Okay, yeah, I was about to say, I bet we'll see Visceral, Star Wars, and Battlefront 2.
Battlefront 2 is a given, but it's been so long with just nothing on that Visceral Star Wars game that it's about time they... I don't know if we'll get a release date, but we're at least going to get a trailer or something. And then we've said it a couple of times, fucking the Nintendo Direct is going to be like 96% Mario and 4% just other stuff. And I think it was in the text message earlier. I think Mario is getting pushed to quarter one of 2018. I don't think it's going to actually
hit. I think that game has to come out this year.
It should come out this year, but I just have a feeling that because very few games hit their first release window. Like not Nintendo games, like games in general. You know, it's common now. You give a release window, and then that window gets pushed back at least 3 to 6 months. So if they're expecting December, I'm expecting quarter one.
I think that, like I said, I think that game has to come out before Christmas this year.
Why does it have to come out?
Because the Switch needs it.
What are sales on the Switch?
It's actually hard to get. That's both a good and bad thing. They're not readily available because they keep selling out. So I mean that's a positive, but because they're selling out, I don't think we can really judge by the sales numbers because there is demand but no supply. So that's just a weird one to sort of try and guesstimate. I don't disagree with Drew. Like it does need another big first party game. I think Splatoon coming out in July is a good kind of midway point. But by Christmas, it definitely needs a holiday game.
I don't think Splatoon is the system seller that Mario.
No, that's what I was saying. Like
Splatoon's an incredibly niche thing.
I feel like Splatoon will sell the system. Like there's anybody who was a fan of Splatoon and didn't get the system before, they'll probably get it now.
That is true.
But they were going to get it anyway. It's not going to get people that weren't going to get a Switch. Like, no one is going to get a Switch for Splatoon because of Splatoon.
Yeah, you also have to remember, so the install base for the Wii U, super small. So then the fraction of that was a Splatoon fan is going to be even smaller. So like, odds are the people that had Wii U's that had Splatoon did already buy a Switch or have been planning on buying a Switch since Splatoon was launched or announced, I should say.
People might be like, oh, cool, a Mario. Oh, it's a new Nintendo thing. All right, let me get all of this.
And not only that, like, they need that holiday game. They need a big AAA first-party holiday title.
Yeah, like, if that doesn't come out, like, they'll have no new games for that system July.
I'm sure they will have some announcements for the fall, but I just don't expect us to see, especially with Nintendo, because they normally do release stuff about a year out, if not longer, depending on delays and all. I don't expect that we will see Nintendo come out and say, we have these three AAA titles all due out this fall. It might be, you know, we have these, you know, splattering of games here and there due out this fall. Nothing bad, but not necessarily something that could compete with what the fall usually looks like. That's sort of what I'm leaning towards. So, like, you're not, like, they do need a Mario for December. I just have a feeling that we're more likely to see it quarter one. I think after this year, the Switch lineup will be a lot stronger. Whether Mario comes out in December or comes out in quarter one, I think by 2018, that whole year is going to have enough strong titles kind of spaced out around it that we're not going to run into a situation like that again where, like, come the holiday season, they don't have a system seller. That's just what I'm expecting, because they do seem to be trying a little harder with that for the Switch. And then you already said it, but Bethesda's going to announce a new Wolfenstein game. And I kind of think they might announce development on a Doom sequel.
Yeah, I could see it. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck it is doing otherwise.
It might just be a tease like we got for Wolfenstein last year.
Yeah.
Like just something kind of like thrown in during something else that just alludes to a Doom sequel. But I wouldn't be surprised if we got something.
And yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm expecting out of E3. And that's all the news.
I think so.
That was a lot of news, kind of.
A lot of news, but also we talked a lot.
It was a lot to talk about just because of those three big Nintendo things that happened.
Yeah.
Stuff like that usually doesn't happen in the same week.
No.
Did you guys do anything noteworthy over the last week?
Fuck no. I have a code for one of my friends has the Humble Bundle subscription, and he sent me the code for one of the games on there, Brigador, which I'm interested to play. It's like a mech-based like strategy roguelike.
That's weird.
Yeah, it sounds and looks really cool, and I'm going to try that out. But he just sent me the link for that yesterday, so I didn't have time to download it and try it yet.
Nice.
That'll probably be the new thing I play, and might get Life is Strange. I'll definitely download the PS Plus stuff. I don't know if I'll have the time to play.
Honestly, I haven't even gotten around to playing Abzu from last month yet.
Abzu is actually really. You played Journey, right?
No,
I thought you did play Journey.
Nope, I have it downloaded though.
You're a disappointment as a human being.
I didn't play it yet either.
You're both disappointments as human beings.
Excuse me, I have other important stuff to do, like play Monster Hunter.
Fucking disappointment.
I have wrestling to watch.
Fuck you.
No, that's worse. That's worse.
No, it's not.
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Hey, I'm in like four episodes of ROH TV in the background the entire fucking time.
Like, honestly, like, I don't know if I could make that decision of which is worse, wrestling or Monster Hunter.
At least I'm playing a game and not just sitting there watching greased up guys rubbing around each other.
Yeah, but you're playing Monster Hunter.
Yeah, like that's the problem.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Everything's wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that.
But I was just going to say, Abzu, similar to Journey because it is made by people that worked on Journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's just got that very sort of, it's relaxing, but also emotional.
Yeah.
So it's a good short game. Like, you can play it in like 2.5-3 hours, if that. Not necessarily get every little detail of it, but you can get through the narrative. And just like Journey, that the narrative is interpreted. It's not like just given to you through like dialogue or anything. But I would suggest both of you, if you can find like an hour and a half, 2 hours, try the first episode of Life is Strange. I know your week is tight.
I'm not gonna have anything
like next week. I should say your week is tight. So, and I don't. You're probably prepping and trying to finish stuff up this week before you go away.
Yeah, I'm gonna be cleaning the house and shit. And
but yeah, if you have like 2 hours that you're just sitting down, you don't know what to do. Give Life is Strange episode one a try, because it is at least a nice episodic game. So like, there are definitive breaks that like you can just stop after.
Yeah.
It's a simple mechanically game, right?
I mean, it's a lot. It's very much like walk around, talk to people, look at things, and then there is a time control mechanic to it that you get, where you can, depending on how long you hold the trigger button, will depend how much time you roll back. And there's actual like notches in the time where like that's like once you hit that point, it won't reset further, sort of thing. And it's used for like some minor puzzles. Like there's a puzzle early on where you have to get the bitches off the step. And in order to do that, you basically set it up where sprinklers go off and a paint bucket falls and splatters paint onto them to make them move. But that requires you to like rewind time like 2 or 3 times to get all the pieces in place.
Okay, because yeah, I might have Sarah try it out.
Yeah, she might like it, because it's a narratively, it's a cool story, and you wouldn't necessarily have to play it to enjoy it. Like, you could totally sit back and just watch, and you guys could cooperatively like make the dialogue decisions, because there are some of them also.
Mm-hmm.
Characters are done really well in it though too. How about you, Rich?
I played more of Blaster Master. I'm the second to last area.
Oh, nice.
It's not bad. Pretty exciting. It's really friggin' hard though. So that's fun. It was pretty fun. Trying to think. Oh, I finally finished Iron Fist.
Oh, Jesus. I know your brother's just getting around to it. I don't know if he started it yet or not, but...
He hasn't yet, no. But he wants to before Defenders come out.
Yeah, because we were talking, like, I guess it was late last week, and he had said that they finally finished Grimm.
Yeah.
And that the next thing on their plate was Iron Fist. And we were talking, I'm just like, it's not great. Good luck with Audra. She's going to fall asleep a whole bunch.
Yeah. It ended decently. There was a lot of, like, twists and turns at the end.
But, like, as a whole, like, it is definitely the weakest of the Netflix series. Oh,
I agree the entire time, and I'll agree now. Like, it held my concentration worse than the rest. Like, I was on my phone more so watching that one than I was watching any of the other ones. The events, some of the events were very unmemorable. Like, I haven't watched an episode in probably 2 weeks. When I sat down to watch the last two episodes, I couldn't remember what happened the episode before.
Yeah, like, thinking back, I don't remember a whole lot of beats from that show other than just the kind of general...
Yeah, the general idea, like, and everything that happened. And
I liked the way Danny was portrayed. Yeah. Like, that worked for me. That actor did a good job. But yeah. I just think writing and direction and everything of the show just wasn't done as well as the other Netflix series.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the best. It nothing really sticks out.
Exactly.
But it still ended pretty decently. It set some stuff up with the very ending with, what's his name, Davos, talking to what's her name, and I don't want to spoil any of it, but if there is a season two, I'll watch it. But hopefully season two is the Defenders, so...
No, I mean, if they do a season two, they'll do an actual season two.
Well, you know what I mean. Like, the next thing is the Defenders. Like, yeah. It's all going to be connected into one thing. The Hand has been in at least Daredevil and what's it called? Iron Fist. So, it's all going to be connected in some way, shape, or form. So, it'll be... I'm excited for the Defenders, but Iron Fist just didn't really hold it up for me that much.
Understandable.
And I did start watching the new season of Doctor Who. I was telling you this before. I finally watched the Christmas episode, which was an extremely fun episode. It was more fun than I remember any of the Doctor Who episodes within the past couple of years.
Yeah, it was actually really good.
It was, like, good. It was goofy. And it was, like, a cool concept. It had that whole superhero thing. At one point, and this made me die laughing, Drew, the Doctor does something in New York. This tower, this company owns a tower in New York. They own towers in capital cities all around the world.
Okay.
So he does something in New York. The TARDIS appears the TARDIS appears around him, so he's in the TARDIS.
Mm-hmm.
He then leaves and goes to Tokyo, the tower of this same company. He steps out of the TARDIS, walks down the stairs. Somebody's like, "Well, where are we?" He's like, "We're in the same place, but different." And everyone's like, running out the building, like, what's going on? Why is there, like, an emergency? He's like, "Oh no, I just flooded the basement floor with Pokemon." I was like, "Yes, that is the best thing ever." I died laughing when he said that.
What did you think of the beginning of the season, like the first episode with Bill and everything?
Bill is gonna take some time for me to get used to. I'm not really all that fond of her right now.
Because, like, you did say you're only the first episode,
right? I only watched the first episode with the whole water monster. I feel bad for her girlfriend. I was like, "Oh, that's sad." Yes, Bill's a girl, by the way. Because her girlfriend was kind of cute. I was "Oh, man."
She'll grow on you rather quickly.
Yeah, like I said, like, I really didn't like her at the beginning of the episode. She slowly grew on me. She's a little too smart for a companion. Most of the companions are, like, with the exception of Martha... Which even Martha wasn't really... Well, no, she was a doctor.
Yeah, I was going to say, Martha was smart.
She was extremely smart.
So was Clara, really.
Clara, yes, but she was more like... She had more of an emotional connection, but that's because she was also around a lot longer, but she also... She was more expressive with her emotions, where Bill, right now, she's just intelligent and, like, logic. So she's going to be a good fit for the doctor. I just have to get used to her at first. Like, I wasn't all that fond of her right away.
Yeah, and, like, I felt the same way. The first episode, it wasn't that I disliked her. I just, she felt super different.
She's way too different from Clara, and we're still reeling back from the whole end of Clara. And plus, like, there's still some things they're not really alluding to. Like, what's going on about 24 years? Is that because that's how long he spent with... river in that place. Or so
that whole thing is referenced later on in the season, yeah. And you also you find out what's going on with that vault door thing,
yeah,
and why he's at the college.
Yeah,
You find all that out by episode 7.
Okay, because they're on 8 so far this season, right?
So actually, maybe episode 6. So like 6 or 7 is where you kind of you find out what's going on, why he's at that college, what he's guarding.
Yeah,
all that stuff is made clear.
Yeah, so I mean, and I don't want that to be made clear right away, but like it's just it was a good episode. I liked that they called it the pilot because it kind of made it feel like it was a new series entirely, not just another season. So they called it the pilot, so like it's a new upbringing because it's Moffat's last year, right? He's done after this
year. And Capaldi's.
So they're going to wrap it up, and I mean, they even alluded to his regeneration in the like upcoming stuff. For like, I think it was the end of the Christmas episode or the beginning of the first episode. It was like, what to expect this year, and it was showing things, and at one point it showed him regenerating.
Yeah, exactly, because he's going to regenerate by the end of the year. But yeah, it does. This has been one of the best seasons in a while. Yeah. Not that I've disliked any of the previous seasons, but this one just it feels different and different in a very good way.
Okay, where I can't remember who I was talking to. It might have been you. It might have been even last week. I can't remember. But speculation on the next Doctor. Some people are saying, "What if it's Rupert Grint?"
But every time when Matt Smith regenerated, people speculated it was Rupert Grint.
Yeah.
I'm sure when David Tennant regenerated, they speculated it was Rupert Grint. Like, that just seems to be the go-to for some reason.
Because everybody wants him to be Ginger, because he wants to be Ginger so bad. And Rupert Grint is awesome.
But, like, he also hasn't really acted much since Harry Potter.
Yeah, true.
Like, not that he doesn't want to act. I'm just throwing out there, like, well, he hasn't.
I'm sure... I don't know. I'd have to look. Like, he might have done, like, stage stuff.
I mean, he's done some plays and he's done some indie films, but that's about it. I mean, he bought an ice cream truck.
And then I think there was some... I can't remember who they said, but somebody was saying a redheaded female actress, because they've always wanted him to become a woman.
But and that's the thing. It's just people throwing out names. Yeah. Like, none of it's actually...
Did you notice? I can't...
It's just like whenever they try to do... There's talk about there being a new James Bond. Name British actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the last time it was Idris Elba, and it's like, well, why? Not that Idris Elba couldn't be a good James Bond, but if you're replacing Daniel Craig because he's getting too old, why are you going to replace him with somebody who's, like, the same age?
Yeah, but, yeah, I'm not going to say it. But did they show the David Tennant master?
Like, what do you mean?
Because they showed Michelle Gomez, I think her name is.
Yeah,
because
she is still...
Because she is still a master.
But she is that character.
I swear during like the previews for what's coming up this season, I saw the actor who played the master when Tennant was still around.
Not that I've seen. It could have been... Not that I remember either. It could have been like a flashback.
Okay.
Because, I mean, Michelle Gomez has popped up in it.
Yeah.
So I honestly don't remember if there was some sort of flashback, though, that showed... Because, I mean, they do that every once in a while. Like, they show the history of the character, and they'll just kind of, like, flash through all of the things. But I know, apparently, this season, we might see the connection to the 50th anniversary. Like, the scene with Capaldi, like, where it shows his eyes at the when they're doing the whole thing. Apparently, that scene may happen this season.
Oh, it has to happen this season.
No, but, I mean, they don't have to show it, though. Like, apparently, an episode might actually lead up to that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, once you get the rest of the way through it, it's been good.
Yeah.
And there's still, I guess, 4 episodes to go.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I played more Magikarp Jump, which is just really dumb. It's an easy, dumb game. You can play it while working, because all you have to do is feed it and then press train and skip and train and skip and train and skip. And it's stupid.
Yeah.
It is literally the dumbest game in the world, but it's also fun, because you might get a golden... Magikarp, and you can eventually evolve them. And I had 2 Magikarp die today.
What an asshole.
Well, they have special events, and so say after your training, it's let's take the long way home or whatever, and you start walking, and it's like, oh, like there's one event, it's like, oh look, there's a tree with berries on it. If Magikarp jumps high enough, he'd be able to eat a berry. But if you fly too close to the sun, who knows what's going to happen, and you have to choose, get the berry or don't get the berry. If you choose to get the berry, he can jump, and then there's a chance of a Pidgey grabbing your Magikarp and flying away with it. And you lose your Magikarp. You have to start with your next Magikarp at level 1. Well, there's another event that you're walking. It's like, let's take the long way home. Oh, look, What is that? Did somebody leave treasure on the ground and it's a Pokeball? Should we pick it up or should we be cautious? Fuck it, I'll pick it up. Oh, it's a Voltorb that's using explosion. Boom. Everything's going dark. You need to get a new Magikarp. You straight up, your Magikarp dies. Like, right in front of your face. Now, it's one thing to have a Pidgey take it and fly away with it. It's another to watch your Magikarp be exploded to death.
Yeah, that's kind of depressing.
That happened to me twice today. I wanted to cry both times. It was like, I mean, the second time the Magikarp was like level 5, which I can max out at like level 25 right now. This wasn't really that big of a deal. But the first one, it was level 23 of 24. So I was like, oh, that was so close. And now I just have to redo it all. So mad. But it was like, it was sad. It was so sad just watching him blow up like that. Well, that's it. I think that's it.
Okay.
I haven't watched the finale of Gotham yet.
Neither have I. I did play Guardians of the Galaxy, the Telltale game, nice. Episode 2.
I keep forgetting to redeem that and play it so we can talk about it more.
It came out today. Episode 2 did. Honestly, like, it's not bad, but it's not drawing me in the way like Batman did or Tales of the Borderlands did.
Yeah.
Like, it's mostly interesting. It's giving kind of interesting backstory to the characters. But whereas, like, I felt like the Batman story was so separate from what you're used to seeing in, like, comics and movies and cartoons that it made me want to keep going. This one is just kind of weird because they have this weird merger of the movies and the comics that just don't quite fit together.
Yeah.
That said, like, the voice acting's really good. Like, I didn't realize it till today. Nolan North is the voice of Rocket.
No.
And the soundtrack is right up there with the movie. Like, it plays a lot of, the same types of music the movies do. So, like, that plays into its benefit. And, like, what they're doing with the story is cool. I can't think of the right way to explain it without spoiling something. And since you do plan on playing it, I don't want to spoil anything.
Yeah, you gave me the code for it. I haven't put it on yet. Probably wait till after next week. Like I said, I still have to play. I have to catch up on Final Fantasy 14 before the expansion comes out.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's worth checking out. Like, I mean, those games aren't ever that expensive. So you get enough time out of it. It doesn't hurt anything to give it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, just, I don't know if it's just me kind of being over the Telltale's just lack of advancement. Like, they haven't changed anything in like 7 years.
Yeah.
And honestly, like, their games have kind of gotten easier because they the Walking Dead stuff, like, there was a lot to the Walking Dead when that first came out, and now there just isn't.
Yeah,
it's all just kind of the same.
Yeah,
you know, your decisions don't actually matter. They don't really change anything because they're doing these big licensed properties. Characters don't die. Like, in The Walking Dead, like, you would make decisions over which character fucking had to die. In this, I'm making decisions over, all right, who's going to be mad at me for 30 seconds, Gamora or Rocket? Like, that's it. Like, because, like, you know, when it comes down to it, you're still going to have the same story play out. They're not going to, you making a bad decision isn't going to kill Gamora. If that happens, it's game over. You're going to have to redo that scene anyway.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I guess that's sort of just what you deal with when it's a choose-your-own-adventure game that you really can't do what you want since it's a licensed property.
Yeah.
But other than that, I saw Wonder Woman over the weekend, which I know you didn't. I assume, Drew, you didn't.
No.
What a bunch of a-holes.
We're just a bunch of a-holes standing in a circle now.
Basically. Well, you're both sitting down.
I know. Yep. We're sitting in a line.
It's really good. It is definitely, like reviews have said, it is the best DC cinematic movie.
Is that saying much?
Well, it's averaging like a 94% on Rotten Tomatoes.
I gotta find it. Keep talking, I'll find it.
It's also like the fourth highest grossing superhero origin movie.
That's such an arbitrary thing.
Well, because it's one of those things, like, if you compare it to like the Avengers that made $1 billion fucking dollars opening weekend, that's kind of unfair because you had 5 years of build up to that movie.
Sure.
But, like, for this, you know, they're comparing it to, like it made more money than the first Iron Man did. It made more money than, like, Doctor Strange or Thor or a lot of those did. I think it was, like Man of Steel and Captain America were above it. Like, stuff like that.
Okay.
Things that were kind of coming out in the prime of the superhero movies, like, when they were still new, those are what were grossed higher than it. So, I mean, it made over $100 million domestic opening weekend. Which
my my favorite review. It's not even a review. It's a tweet that somebody tweeted. First of all, at the time of the screenshot of this tweet, it was retweeted 22,000 times with 83,000 likes.
Okay.
And it's just, it's not a verified Twitter account. It's just a random person saying this. It's, no wonder white men are so obscenely confident all the time. I saw one woman hero movie and I'm ready to fight 1,000 dudes barehanded.
I saw that tweet.
I was like, that's the best review I've seen of this movie. I can't wait to see it.
That is pretty good.
Like, it's funny. Not entirely true because I'm a white man and I don't have any confidence. But it's good. I liked it.
Yeah, I mean, like, that movie, like, it had a few scenes that didn't quite feel right. But not, they were just weird. Like, some of the cinematography was just a little weird in some of them, especially some of the fight scenes. Yeah. It looked really cool, but then at times it looked a little too fake.
Yeah.
But none of that ever kind of degraded on it. Like, it had humor, which DC movies don't usually have.
Yeah.
Especially because, Wonder Woman is, like, so out of place in the world. And, like, you see some of the jokes in the thing. Like, when they come into London for the first time and Chris Pine goes, this is London. And she goes, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Because she grew up on an island paradise.
And she's walking around with her sword and shield in hand in the middle of London.
Yeah. Like, so, like, there's a lot of just, like, silly little things that work because she is naive.
Yeah.
And the movie is framed well so that you kind of get an idea of, like, why it's happening the way it's happening.
Yeah.
Especially considering, like, the order it's going in, where we already saw her in Batman v Superman, and now they're showing us her origin outside of Themyscira in World War One.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, it deserves all the reviews and stuff, all the positive reviews it's getting. Not a perfect movie, but none of these ever are. Except for Winter Soldier, that movie was fucking phenomenal. but yeah, I'm sure you'll probably see it. What, probably after Firefly?
I might see it this weekend.
And you'll probably see it someday?
We'll see. I don't know how interested or not Sarah is in it.
I will definitely see it before my next podcast.
Okay.
Because I did take off the Tuesday after Firefly. We come home the Monday after Firefly.
But you're off Tuesday.
I take off Tuesday because sleep. So I might actually go Tuesday morning, early showing and see it or something. Who knows?
Yeah, Erica actually even liked Wonder Woman, and, like, she hated Batman vs. Superman.
Yeah.
I don't think I ever got her to watch all of Man of Steel.
Yeah.
And she, like, mostly enjoyed Suicide Squad just because it did have a lot more humor to it.
Yeah.
But, like, she even recognizes, like, that's not a good movie. It was just more entertaining than Batman vs. Superman was.
Oh, yeah. Suicide Squad had a better opening weekend.
Well, I mean, people expected Suicide Squad to be really good, but again, that was one of those, they didn't count team movies. So Suicide Squad, Avengers, Batman v Superman were not listed in there. And I mean, at this point, like, the fact that Wonder Woman made as much as it did after the last two DC movies were such fucking disappointments. Because if you look at Rotten Tomatoes, Batman v Superman has like a 23% rotten, and Suicide Squad's at like a 27%. So, funny enough, Grown Ups 2 rated worse than them at a 7%.
Oh, that's tired. Oh my god. Oh, gross.
Yeah, but yeah, it's really good, and I don't want to spoil it, so I'm just going to leave it there. There were a lot of fun scenes in it. And the only other thing I did is I watched Fear the Walking Dead. I don't know if you watched that last night.
No.
Well, quote unquote watched. Erica watched it. I read comics while it was on TV because I just don't like it.
Yeah.
But you know, the first 2 hours of this season, not as bad as last season was. So maybe it'll grow on me. Or it could just be because I wasn't really paying attention that I didn't find myself as bored.
Oh, I was completely bored last season because it was, God,
I don't care about any of the characters. I don't like what's going on for them. Like, people die in this first two-part episode. I didn't give a shit.
Like major people, or?
Yeah.
Really?
Like, major people die, and I was just kind of, even like the non-major people that die on Walking Dead that just weren't douchebags, it's kind of like, oh, they killed that person, like the food lady.
Yeah.
Or the doctor lady.
Yeah.
Like, those people died, they weren't major characters, they were around enough, it's like, oh, that sucks, why'd they have to kill them? This was like, a major character on the show got killed kind of, I don't want to say brutally, but it was a pretty devastating death scene, and I just did not give a single fuck.
Was it Domingo Coleman or whatever his name is?
I don't know who that is.
The dude who owned the boat?
I'm not going to say, just I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
But yeah, it was just one of those, like, cool, that's one less character. Maybe this show will just kill everybody off by the end of this season. They won't, but I can be hopeful. Yeah, I mean, that's basically my week. I'm trying to catch up on comics because I realized, other than a few books, I haven't really read anything since January. So I'm just super behind on things.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to slowly catch up on that.
Well, catch up faster.
I don't need to.
Yeah, me neither. Actually, I still have to read all that Walking you sent me, so we can talk about that. Because by the time I read those, the next issue will be out.
Yeah, that's true.
So I might as well just wait till the next issue's out, and then read them all.
I don't know. It would probably be worth getting kind of caught up sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I'll get caught up. Probably after Firefly. Like I said, I have an entire Tuesday where I'm not doing anything, except probably sleep. So, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, you might have downtime at Firefly, too, where you could...
I will not have access to... I will be turning off all my data and everything, so I won't have access to...
Oh, I didn't realize you did that. Yeah. Trying to conserve battery?
Yeah, because I only have the one power brick. Now, they do have, like, power stations all over the place.
But you have to, like, either stand there or leave your phone there.
You gotta stand there and or have somebody else there, so...
Oh, are they not the kind that you can, like, lock your thing into?
They do have those as well, but you have to pay for those.
Oh.
But they have, like, just... like power strips set up throughout. Like, if I go to the barcade or if I go to one of the water stations early enough in the morning, I could get a spot, sit there, set up my chair, and hang out while it charges.
Okay. But,
and if I have my power, my charge brick should fully charge it at least twice. And if I have everything off, like have it in power save mode and have all the energy, all the like the data, the auto sync, and all that shit off, my phone should last at least 2 to 3 days with a full charge.
Oh, wow.
Because I shut it off, too. I'll turn it off at night. I'll turn it off before, like, a concert or whatever. Like, if I'm not looking for my friends, it's going to be off.
That makes sense. But I guess that's the show, then.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, if anyone would like to email us, like I said at the beginning of the show, you can do that by emailing social@one-quest.com.
You shouldn't have said the email list. You should have been like I said at the beginning of the show, and then had them go back to the beginning of the show to hear it again.
No, because no one's going to do that. You can also find us on our website, www.one-quest.com, or podquest.club, or unclebabywalnuts.com. We are also on social media, facebook.com/onequestonline, or @one_quest on Twitter. You can find all of our podcasts on most major services, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play Music. You can add us to whatever podcast app you use. You can download the RSS feed directly from the website. All sorts of ways to get that shit.
Yep.
And, you know, if you have some time, go on to iTunes, Stitcher, those platforms, and rate us, review us, like us, all that fun stuff. And we will be back next week with a bunch of E3 chatter. And then Walnut will return the week after to talk about stuff that none of us care about.
I mean, maybe some stuff people like. Come on, I'm seeing Muse.
Fuck Muse.
Right. I'm seeing Weezer.
Okay, I like Weezer.
21 Pilots.
No.
Okay.
AFI.
Oh, I like it. I like old AFI. I don't like their new music.
I haven't heard anything AFI has put out since 2005.
So their new album's not bad per se. It's just not what I listen to AFI for.
It's not Miss Murder.
Busta Rhymes.
I didn't listen to AFI for Miss Murder either.
Guys, Busta Rhymes.
No.
Kaleo.
I don't even know who the fuck that is.
They're on MMR a lot. Their big breakout started last year or 2 years ago. They were supposed to be at Firefly last year, but the singer messed up his throat, so he had to cancel.
Oh, that sucks.
They had one of their, Pierre Robert, he has his like Pierre's Picks or whatever, and they have the special acoustic show. They were his first acoustic show.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Guys, I get to see the Joker. 30 Seconds of Mars.
No.
Actually, they actually put on a good show.
The Bleachers.
Who?
Bleachers.
Who?
Mr. Wives.
Who?
T-Pain.
Oh, okay.
DJ Jazzy Jeff.
Okay.
Kesha.
Yeah.
Oh, here's the best that no one cares about. Bob Dylan.
Yeah, that's
actually
right.
People, I'm sure there are people that care about Bob Dylan.
I hear he fucking sucks live.
Unless
you really, really like Bob Dylan, I hear he's a fucking terrible live.
Oh, I'll say this and then we can edit. The Saturday lineup is The Weeknd and Chance the Rapper, two rap/hip hop artists, Bob Dylan, Kesha, Galantis, and Capital Cities. Why is Bob Dylan with them?
That's a good question.
It's because they needed people who like rock to go see Bob Dylan, because it's nothing but rap and hip-hop and pop on Saturday. It's going to be garbage on Saturday. That's going to be the day I'm the most drunk. That's how I end it.
At least you're honest about it.
Yeah, I know. Might not be that good.
I mean, I don't expect it to be.
No, no. But
oh, of course it's fucking raining.
Yeah.
God damn it.
Raining hard, too.
But yeah, so I guess when you come back, you can tell us all about the band music.
Franz Ferdinand, man.
What is it, 2004?
Essentially, yeah. This is what this playlist is.
But yeah, that's it, everybody. We'll be back next week. Bye.
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 Come on, okay, go, guys. Okay, go.
Is your mic on?
Yes. Which it has the nest migration information. Guess what's a nest at Red Bay?
Hound Dooms?
Yeah, Hound Dowers.
Right.
I showed up there with 50 candies, enough to evolve him. I walked away with 53 candies after evolving him. So I got 53 candies after an hour and a half.
Ooh.
That was great. That's good.
That just doesn't seem like a lot. That's no excuse.
Teach that baby to catch Pokemon.
Well, she's a monk.
All right, it that sounds doesn't like make about it, that, enough time.
Yeah, that
she can't play till she's 10. Okay,
why?
Because that's how you become a Pokemon trainer. You turn 10 years old and then you become a trainer.
No, if you ever play one of those games, there are youngsters and preschoolers and toddlers and shit playing. Not playing, but that are Pokemon trainers.
That always
trainers.
Confused me. How the hell? Why the hell is a preschooler running around by himself?
They're probably not on their official Pokemon journey. They just happen to have a Pokemon.
But why the hell is a preschooler running around by them? I don't care if they're on
their
journey.
Where are their parents?
Where are their goddamn parents?
Who's this? Well, first off, if you go read the Pokemon lore theories, all the male adults are dead.
That's in Kanto.
Yeah.
What about the rest of the regions?
Listen, they never specified where this war took place. It could have been a war of the world.
So aliens came down and turn people to dust?
No, just like every country battled each other. All the men are dead.
So Surge was the only one who survived?
There's a handful here and there. Okay. There's some older men. But, I mean, I always just took it that, like, usually the youngest children weren't in the middle of nowhere. They were usually close to towns. Like, they were usually on, like Route 4 right outside of Viridian City or something like that. And I don't think that's how that worked out at all. I think Route 4 was between Mount Moon and Pewter City.
One. No, that would have been like 2.
No, that would have been 3. So I guess 3. It was between Mount Moon and Cerulean.
That sounds about right.
It's been a while. I used to be able to get through Rock Tunnel without getting Flash, which was great because that fucking move just took up space.
Mm-hmm.
I would go catch a Voltorb and just bring a Voltorb through Rock Tunnel with me just so I could see.
Yep.
And then eventually I just memorized the path so I didn't need it at all. In Red and Blue and Yellow, too, Rock Tunnel, you needed Flash to get through it. So, originally, I would get, like, a Voltorb or something like that I wouldn't actually use. Teach it Flash just to get through Rock Tunnel. This way, like, one of my actual party members didn't get fucked. But it got to the point where I could just get through Rock Tunnel without using Flash. I can also play the first, like, 4 levels of Mario with the TV off. Or I used to be able to.
Nerd.
You're just jealous.
No.
You've got no discernible skills.
No. I'm not jealous of that.
I mean, this was also... I haven't been able to do that in Mario since I was, like, 7. Maybe younger.
Maybe you should get a life.
What was I supposed to be doing when I was 7?
Going outside? Hanging out with Druten?
I lived in Woodland.
Hanging out with Druten?
No, that's... The thing is that we did.
You didn't go outside when... You lived in Woodland. You don't go outside.
That's because our street was covered with cars.
I mean, so was mine. At one point, while I still lived there, it might have been like the year before I moved out, they actually repaved my street.
Yeah.
But being that it was Woodland, it took them like 4 times as long.
We lived on the same street.
No, we didn't.
No.
Didn't you live on Elm?
No, I lived on Cooper. Lived on Cooper.
Oh. Elm, they did that too, yeah.
Yeah, because my street is one of the streets that had the gravel parking lots at the end of it.
Okay.
And then there was the basketball, tennis court, and hockey rink all back there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I remember they tore my street up, and it was torn up for probably like 5 months. And it was one of those where they tore it up, but then like half of the street, like if you split it down the middle, was just full of all the sidewalk that they, or the street that they had torn up, like piles of it. So of course, like being children, we tried to play on it, and then the cops would come and yell at us.
Oh, ours, I don't know if you remember this. Our street, Elm Ave, they actually dug ditches into it. Like, Elm Ave was big enough to where cars could park on both sides and you still drive down the middle. There was a car-sized ditch on either side of the street all the way down. I don't remember what they were doing. They might have been, like, putting new line or something, new, like, water lines or something in there. I don't know. But it was like that for probably an entire summer. I don't remember where my parents parked.
I know.
You guys have a driveway, didn't you?
But I feel like, because it was woodland and they're stupid, even in front of the driveways was covered or was dug out.
They probably did that.
Yeah.
Like, I think they had to park around the corner or something. I don't fully remember, but.
Where was Elm Ave at? That was between my street and your street, right?
Yeah. So it's Cedar, Evergreen, Elm, something, Cooper, Linden, Cooper, Chestnut.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Elm and Linden were the two that touched the school.
Yeah. Other than Cooper, I never really knew any of the other street names. I just knew where people lived and things were.
Yeah.
Because, like, I moved out of Woodland when I was 10, so I didn't really need to know the street names. It was just, like, I know how to get to Drew's house. I know how to get to the baseball field. I know how to get to Wawa.
I know how to get to the other Wawa.
there was only the one Wawa in Woodland.
No, there were two.
There was one in Camden. It's right outside of Woodland, all
there
the way.
There was the one on Mount Ephraim Ave and the one on
Woodland. Oh, I wasn't allowed out there.
That one was close to your house.
I was less than 10. No, if I wasn't going to the Wawa, because my mom worked at that Wawa for a while.
Right.
If I wasn't going to that Wawa, it was that little store down there where Keith Kelly used to live.
BJ's.
Yeah, BJ's.
I didn't know I didn't know if you lived in Woodland when that was even a place.
Yeah, it was a place. I had worked there for a bit. Or no, there was an ice cream or a water ice place that opened up next to it one time. He worked there for like a day.
Oh, wow.
And hated it, so he quit.
Yeah, because I would go there because that place was, I mean, it's not kind of a sign of the times. Like, my mom used to write me a note to go pick her up a pack of cigarettes from there. And they would sell me the pack of cigarettes to bring back to my mom.
Wow.
As, like, an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Now, like, 8-year-olds weren't allowed to go outside by themselves without, like, parental supervision.
Nope. Which brings us back to our original point. Where the hell are the parents of the preschoolers in Pokemon?
Off doing drugs.
They're mourning the loss of their husbands.
In
the
world
the
that they live in, where they have electric mice, I wouldn't be surprised if they were doing drugs.
But look, I mean, what if it's this? What if they just, because their child is protected by a Rattata, they feel that it's okay?
I'm sorry, but their child is generally, if it's a preschooler, youngsters is a different story. Preschoolers, they generally have baby Pokemon that are less capable than any other Pokemon in the game.
That's true. I don't know. I mean, a Pichu can still shock you.
Maybe. Like, it can paralyze you, so that's all right, but
a Magby can still burn you.
Yeah, true. Okay. But it would probably accidentally burn everything else, because it is a baby.
What I want is, like, I want to play one of those games, and I want to hit, like a preschooler who fucking throws out, like, a Dragonite or something.
Now, that would be great. Like, a miniature Dragonite, though.
No, like, a fucking full, like, level 99 Dragonite. Like, just this random, I want it to be, like, a random preschooler that's kind of, like, you know, I don't know if you remember, but I want to say it was Viridian City. There was, when you first get to the town, there was, like, a little lake to the left with an item on the other side.
Yeah.
You could not get there until you had Surf.
Yeah.
So I think it ended up being, like, an Ultra Ball or something, because by that point in the game, you would have had, by the time you have Surf, you have Ultra Balls.
Yeah.
I want something like that, where, like, there's just a trainer kind of, like, on the other side of something that you can't get to because you need Surf or Smash or something.
Yeah.
And when you get there, it's a preschooler with just the strongest fucking Pokemon in the game.
I want the next one, the Champion of the Elite Four, to be a preschooler.
No, because you have to be 10 to actually officially, like, do the Pokemon League.
He's a prodigy.
I don't know if that counts.
I mean, if you have to be 10 to
actually, you know what? There was Dragon Girl from Diamond Pearl, maybe? Maybe Diamond Pearl? I know she was in the cartoon, so maybe it was Black and White.
I can't remember.
I never watched the cartoon that far, but yeah. I've, like, you see, like, the clips and all from it.
Yeah.
I know whatever game she was in, I want to say it was either Diamond Pearl or Black and White, she was the dragon trainer, but she was definitely less than 10.
Okay.
Because Ash is still 10.
Yeah.
Actually, I guess technically Ash should be 11, at least. Assuming that time stopped flowing after the Indigo League.
Ash should be 25 or 35.
30. I mean, realistically. But I mean, at that point, Bart Simpson should be in his 50s.
Yeah.
But I just meant they actually make a reference. It's not even at the end of the Indigo League. When Ash goes back to Viridian City to get that final badge, he says something like, "I can't believe it's been a year since we were here."
Yeah.
Is that a cat? Stupid cat. I didn't know if that was a cat or if that was just wind.
Yeah, I think it's a cat playing with a mouse toy and a plastic bag.
Cats are dumb.
Yep.
With it when we're trying.
Yeah, that's what cats fucking do. Why does that seem low? Oh, there it goes. I guess I wasn't talking into it, right?
Who are you?
Yeah, me.
Cobb, mic discipline. Come on. Well, what are you, Eric, all of a sudden?
I thought I was centered, but I think the mic is actually just turned a little bit
from
where it normally is. So when I was looking at the screen, I just wasn't like over far enough. And listen, nobody is as bad on the microphone as Eric.
No, nobody is.
No, I know somebody who's bad. Ken from...
Well, no, see, they're not... They don't have, like... We're using one fucking Yeti at that point.
Yeah, they're using one Yeti. The past two episodes of Nerd Poker has been this the entire time. From Ken. Because he's just super congested. They use one Yeti for the, what, five of them? Four of them?
Four of them.
And he just somehow got really close into it. They don't have a producer at this point. But by the after the 10th episode, they will have a producer. They'll have an extra mic and whatnot, but it's annoying.
Yeah, I haven't listened to it since it came back. So, because I think they're, what, like three or four episodes in?
Eight is this week.
Has it really been eight already?
Yeah.
Does that release weekly?
Yeah.
Okay, for some reason I thought it was less frequently than that.
No.
See, me going away for a week, I got super backed up on all of the podcasts. I think I have like 50 of them still to listen to. And that's like, I'm trying to keep up with the stuff that's coming out like currently and then still going back and catching the things that I missed like while I was gone.
Okay.
It's been tough.
Just catch up.
I'm trying.
Just do it.
I don't have that much time in the day.
Why are you here then?
Well, I wouldn't be listening right now anyway. I'd be watching TV because I was fucking behind on that too.
Well, I mean, TV's over.
I still have to watch the fucking Gotham finale from last night.
I didn't watch that yet, but that just happened. That doesn't count.
No, I think we actually got down. Like when we got back, we had like 60 shows on the DVR.
No, we're you have 59. Like,
did I say 59?
No.
Okay, I didn't know if I said the actual number last time.
No,
but now we're down into like the low 20s.
I was trying to make a joke. Thanks for just letting it.
What joke?
You had 60, then you were at 59. You made great progress in a week. Start the damn show.
His jokes just never hit the mark, do they?
Or
once in a while.
Think.
No, I honestly, I didn't realize that was supposed to be a joke because it wasn't funny. But you know,
yeah, just
keep trying. Just keep trying.
Just start the damn show.
What episode is this anyway?
I don't know. I had a good comedy bit the other day. I can't remember what it is. I didn't write it down.
I was going to say, maybe if you want to do stand-up like you keep saying, you should start writing this shit down.
I have been writing shit
Carry
down.
Carry a notebook and just fucking jot
shit. Who carries
down.
A notebook when you have
comedians. Comedians.
You have a phone
notebooks.
That you can type in.
They still use notebooks.
Why?
Because that's how comedians work. Like, go see Chris Hardwick. When he goes up on stage, he opens a fucking notebook and puts it on a stool.
I know.
This way he's not using a fucking cell phone.
Oh, I'm so mad I can't remember what I had said the other day that was cracking people up. Whatever.
All right. You guys ready?
Yep.
No.
Fuck.
Yes.
No, now I'm not ready because you got me all out of my groove. All right, I'm ready.
It's a cat.
I was going to say, apparently the cats are ready too.
Yep.